Monday, September 20th, 2022, and I'm in Connecticut. I'm about to go to court where a judge has already found me guilty and has now issued an order threatening contempt, including criminal contempt, if I say that Sandy Hook was a small part of my coverage, which it was a tiny part. The default was a fraud. I'm not supposed to talk about the fact that a judge found me guilty and is telling a jury now how guilty to find me. I'm also not supposed to say we complied with discovery. No amount of discovery we gave them ever complied. And if you watch the case, you see the discovery plastered and twisted all over the television screens, but nothing was given to them. I'm not allowed to say the trial's unfair. Now, remember, this could be a kidnapping case where a man's found with a dead child in his basement. He is still allowed, if he wanted to pro se defend himself and or have himself or his lawyer say he's innocent. But I am innocent of almost everything they claim here. But this is the new weaponization of the judiciary here in America. But this isn't new in authoritarian countries like communist Russia and, of course, Maoist China. It's called a struggle session. Everybody should look up struggle sessions. You'll understand that these have now been exported to South Africa by the left and to areas of Latin America and now to the United States. Incredibly dangerous. So not allowed to say the trial is unfair. She's told the lawyers this in open court. Not allowed to say the opposing counsel are bad or criticize them. They've already called me a liar. Norm Pattis, my lawyers, were keeping count over 200 times. I'm a horrible bad person. They're going to have the parents stand there and point at me and say I'm bad in the struggle session. That's the struggle session. So I'm not allowed to say the opposing counsel's bad. Not allowed to say the judge is bad in any way. And I'm not allowed to say that PQPR, a company my dad set up that I don't control any of, I do get some money from it, that that's independent because they want to be able to have in court. It said that this company they think has a bunch of money is mine so they can use judgments against it. Of course, the news is there's really no money in there. It's just used as a holding company to buy supplements and products. So not allowed to say PQPR is independent. Not allowed to say I didn't profit from Sandy Hook. We don't sit there and do news items to profit. We have the news we cover, and then we sell products to fund ourselves. But not allowed to say I didn't profit. She has found I'm guilty. She has found I profited. And the big one, cannot say that I just questioned Sandy Hook and that I didn't premeditatedly lie to make money. So I have to say, yes, I'm a liar. This is right out of Vietnam where our airmen would get shot down and they torture them for a few months or a few years until they'd get up on television and say, America's evil, I'm bad, I'm a liar, I'm a fraud. I mean, this is communist. 101, thoroughbred. If it was an alcoholic drink, it'd be 200 proof. I mean, it's as strong as it gets. And they admit they're going to duplicate what they're doing to me, to everybody. This is the same law firm that sued Remington to oblivion and is now filing all the other lawsuits around the U.S., and similar law firms working with the Mexican government to sue the American people and gun manufacturers to put them out of business when it was Eric Holder that shipped the guns into Mexico in that false flag known as Fast and Furious. They even came out in Congress. So there's another false flag right there. So this is a massive struggle session. And the judge is going to reportedly get me up there on the stand today or tomorrow when the jury is out. And she said this last week and admonished me on this list and explained that if I don't say the things she wants and become her puppet when the plaintiff's counsel is attacking me, that she's going to hold me in contempt. So I'm being ordered to perjure myself by this judge in the struggle session. This is incredible. And I didn't understand how calculated and organized this was. Going back 5 years ago, they reached out and said, just say you're sorry, and the Sandy Hook happened. And I said, yeah, I've looked at it. I think it did happen. The minute I said that, they went, whoa, you lied on purpose, and now we're going to get you. And that's why they need, after defaulting me, to have this little short show trial, because the public expects a trial, but they've got to rig every part of that as well. Nothing can be left to chance. So I'm mourning for America. I'm mourning for all our liberties, and I'm hoping humanity wakes up, and this tide of tyranny can be turned in a legal, lawful way. When we come back, though, we're talking about the real issues facing us, what's happening with children and heart attacks and myocarditis. Because remember, they're not just targeting Alex Jones. They're targeting everybody. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
It's Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm reporting live from Connecticut. Now, we're about to cover an issue that is the most important issue in the world today. And it's an issue that is causing hundreds of thousands of people to die and millions to become seriously ill, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And the numbers of people becoming ill and dying is only accelerating. This, my friends, is premeditated genocide. And if we're able to expose this, we won't just save countless lives. We will also be able to bring the organization and the groups behind this to justice. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the poison mRNA experimental shots, which the establishment now admits don't work, erase your immune system, and do cause heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, strokes, and hundreds of other horrible conditions. Now, the first thing I want to play is a clip that's been out for a week by Presbyterian Children's Hospital in New York City, suddenly running TV ads and internet ads telling children it's quite normal to have heart swelling and a heart attack. And then all you do is go in and get heart ablation, where they cauterize the heart, usually cut your life expectancy in about half. Many people die after it. And then it's just part of life now. This is happening to children. Now, remember, a year and a half ago, right when the shots were starting, we noticed there were suddenly all these articles saying, oh, heart attacks in children are the new normal, and heart attacks in young people, and heart attacks in healthy athletes are totally normal. And that's because if you've already got any of the striations that are caused by these shots, and then you get extremely aerobic, that then triggers the full-on myocarditis, according to the scientists, cardiologists, and doctors I've had on the show. And the system knows exactly what they're doing. So that's why it's young people and young athletes particularly. So people age 5, where they give them the shots, you know, up into their 30s, that this is happening to. And it is just a giant scandal unfolding. But let's just remember, we have numbers out of Israel, out of Singapore, out of the UK, out of Australia, out of the US, out of Canada, out of Europe, Germany, France. And we know that the more vaccinated a country is, the higher rate of COVID, the higher rate of hospitalization, and the higher rate of death. And we knew back in October of 2000, before the shots even started in the U.S., that the CDC put out a document predicting all of these different disasters to unfold, including myocarditis, heart attacks, blood clots. This is so sick now that they're getting customers for life. They know it'll kill many people. It'll cause major heart disease in countless other young people. And now they will have a cover for life. So some have made the sick joke, ask Pfizer if myocarditis is right for your child. The good news is we're seeing a 99% reduction in the uptake of the shots. I covered that on Sunday, and the video is posted to InfoWars.com, and I hope you'll share it. The good news is also the military's now announced they're going to stop forcibly injecting the troops. The scandal has been that big. The public has woken up, and I want to commend this audience. I want to commend the InfoWars crew, and I want to commend our guest, because we are recognized as the very vanguard and forefront of the fight against this. But here is the chilling and truly disgusting ad. And similar ads are being run across the Western world, normalizing that it's quite normal for children to have heart attacks, heart swelling, and there's other ads out there. Oh, strokes are normal. This is truly, truly diabolical.
I've been into fashion since I can remember. But one day I had a stomach ache so bad I didn't want to do anything. The team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicines and used machines to control my heartbeat. They saved me. So now I can become the next great fashion designer.
how cold-blooded are these people? How organized? How criminal? Well, the people that produce the ad, most of the hospital staff are probably great people. They're compartmentalized. But the organizations and groups that not just this year, but a year and a half ago, started putting these ads out right before the shots began, need to obviously be investigated. This whole thing was organized and had the same response worldwide, directed by the UN and the WEF, under the direction themselves of the major drug companies. This is big pharma trying to take possession of our bodies. So here's a short clip from when I laid this out in October of 2021.
We confirmed with all these different studies and reports and even the advisories they've got to put on these shots now, they can cause a raft of serious cardiovascular issues, heart swelling, flat-out heart attacks, death. And there it is. And then yesterday, Dr. Fleming and his big medical report and study put out with other scientists under the microscope showing that it takes oxygenated blood and destroys the hemoglobin when you put the Pfizer vaccine in with fresh blood. Now, nobody is too young for a heart attack. These ads are being run on TV, radio, print, on the sides of buses, in Texas, in New York, in Pennsylvania, in California, and suddenly they're running in India and Australia and the UK and Germany and everywhere. It's a new and improved, wonderful thing. And what do they report all over the Western world? Massive increases in heart attacks and blood clots in the young. Oh, spotted in Whitby on Durham Transit. Are they normalizing this? What's to come? And it says, kids have strokes too. Know the warning signs. Yeah. Oh, hey, look at this guy, though. Everything's okay. This is the Times of India, biggest publication in the second most populous country in the world. Puneeth Rajkumar, very popular A-list movie star over there in Bollywood. He got his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and then he got his second one recently. And, hey, he's doing fine, folks. Oh, no, he died of a heart attack at 46 years old.
The good news is, all across the world, mainstream media is now reporting on the fact that the more vaccinated a country, the higher rates of death.
States in Europe. This is the rundown of countries. So look at that. The least vaccinated country in Europe is Bulgaria. And they also have the least excess mortality. And the most vaccinated country in Europe is Malta, which isn't included in the excess mortality stats. So let's go to the second most vaccinated country in Europe, Portugal. And they have the highest excess mortality in Europe. So the lowest country with the lowest vaccination rate has the lowest excess mortality, and the country with the highest vaccination rate has the highest excess mortality. But altogether now, correlation is not causation.
It's up to us to stand up for the children. The United States is the only country in the world that has authorized these experimental shots that we know don't work and are deadly on 6-month-olds and up. And now they're pushing for newborn babies. It erases their immune system bare minimum. Their bodies, their tissues begin manufacturing a poisonous spike protein. And they're going to be scarred for life, even if they live. So let that sink in and think about who the globalists are and just how cold-blooded they are when some of you out there decide not to take on the left because you want to be left alone or you don't want any problems or trouble. We're only going to have more and more problems if we don't stand up and say no. These globalists are just now getting started. In closing, I want to show you a graph of Google searches over the last year. Notice how the introduction of the poison shot corresponds with a massive surge in reporting and searching for the term myocarditis. And the hospitals have given us the numbers. Multi-thousand percent increases in adults and over 10,000% increase in children. Because before it was basically non-existent, now it's common everyday occurrence. This is the cold-blooded reality of what we're facing. In closing, before Owen Schroyer takes over the broadcast today with Alex Stein and others, I just would like to thank all the viewers and listeners for your support over the years, and I would ask you steadfastly to continue to support us today because we're doing the most important, dangerous political work there is, and the enemies of humanity are coming after us because they have to get through us to get to you. So please Don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the new Supercharge Your Immune System Trifecta Pack with DNA Force Plus, the vitamin C, and the D3 gummies. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, which is a fundraiser for InfoWars. We desperately need the funds. And please go to 1776coin.com and get the limited edition Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. You will truly help keep us in the arena, and you yourself will be on the front lines of the arena by getting the fundraiser coin at 1776coin.com. And again, I'd like to thank all of you out there that have ordered the 1776 coin. And I want to, again, thank all of you that continue to spread the word about the broadcast and pray for the show and myself, because I need your prayer. Thank you so much. The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. This limited time, enough time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a Republic, the Man in the Arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of affordable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
First, they asked us to be here last week. We booked the tickets and everything, then they changed it to this week. Now they just told us we can go again, and they might call us next week. So this is how they jerk our chain. Every level of this is manipulated and rigged. I'm here to testify. I'm here to do what needs to be done. This is now, will be the second time they've changed when they say it. They said they'll let us know later when or if they want us here.
So, Mr. Jones, you're not testifying today?
No, I'm not testifying today.
Are you staying in the state? Are you staying in the state?
I'm obviously going to have to sit here until the trial's over because they keep jerking me around, and that's fine. It's just that I'm here to testify, and I'm here to tell the truth. And I told the truth. I apologized on Joe Rogan 4 years ago, episode 1255, for 30 minutes before I was ever sued.
So, Mr. Jones,
hold on. Let me add one more thing. I don't want to be the Sandy Hook man. Okay, it was a very small part of what I recovered and did. And I followed a lot of the stuff being reported by 4chan that turned out to be wrong. I believe the children died. I've said that over and over again. In my last trial in Texas, when I apologized to the parents and said, I believe your children died, AP and others ran the headline, for the first time ever, Alex Jones says it happened and apologized. That's a lie. I've been apologizing for 6 years, 4 years ago on Joe Rogan, 3 years ago on Steven Crowder. There's hundreds of apologies. But now when I go on shows, they say, do you want to apologize? I go, no. I've apologized over 100 times. I'm not the guy that started questioning Sandy Hook. I did for a while believe it might have been staged. I thought Jussie Smollett was staged. Turned out I was right. I thought WMDs in Iraq were staged. Turned out I was right. But I did not premeditatedly create this whole story to, quote, make money. It's hurt me over the last 10 years. I had employees basically quit stuff over it 10 years ago or 8 years ago is when I first started questioning it for a few years. And so I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. I'm the guy that exposed the Iraq war being wrong. I'm the guy that exposed the fact that we had major corruption in America. I had a lot of really great things I did. And so I have apologized over and over again, and I've tried to get these people off my back. And not the families, but the lawyers. And it's the same lawyers now going after other people's free speech, and they've said the case they're running against me, they plan on using against other people's free speech as well. They have an unfair trade practices suit in here, claiming that because I sell supplements, it has something to do with stories I report. They have no connection to each other. So this is all a larger plan to shut down the independent free press because the old dinosaur corporate media has been discredited. So that's what's happening. And
how
so,
do you think you should be held responsible?
Sir, I've already been deplatformed over Sandy Hook. I've already been sued. I've been, quote, held responsible. How's the New York Times be held responsible for premeditatedly lying about WMDs in Iraq on record? Or the New York Times lying about babies being killed by Saddam Hussein in Kuwait to start the 1991 Iraq war that killed over a million people by starvation later? Madeleine Albright went on 60 Minutes and was asked, a half a million children in Iraq have died from the sanctions that Bill Clinton tripled over what George Herbert Walker Bush said. She said, is a half million kids a good price to pay? She said, yes, it's a good price to pay. She killed a half million children with her policies. I haven't killed any children. Nobody knows Adam Lanza's name. People, when they think about Sandy Hook, they think about me. Okay, I didn't kill the children. I am not Adam Lanza. I did not buy the gun like his mother did. I did not do that. We all thought it was hard to believe back when it happened that somebody could go around killing kids. But now we see it happen more and more because America has a sickness of evil inside some of its young, and it's a mental illness. It's not the guns doing it. In fact, we need guns to protect ourselves from people like Adam Lanza. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, they really want to take me out because I've been exposing the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and the UN and the big corporations. Look up the Great Reset and the War for the World, the number one book in the world. I'll be back whenever they call me. Good luck.
And you don't believe you profited off
Mr. Jones, do you?
You forgot to mention the T-shirt.
We have a man named Alex Jones that is being unfairly persecuted, and we must stand up for him, because when they took Alex out and they kicked him off, YouTube, and they kicked him off Twitter. That set the stage for them to kick off the President of the United States of America because they fear the truth. And when you see Alex sit there, and he does a great, you know, street press conference, better than anybody else, probably, you could argue, but he sits there. And he's so brilliant because he doesn't just talk about the issues at hand. He also mentions a great reset. And that's the other problem with that is these are such complex issues. There's so many layers to this onion, to the, you know, conspiracy, quote unquote, that we live in. So it's really unfair. I remember when I was there in court with Judge Gamble, and this was the trial in Austin, and I was there and I was watching Alex's being deposed on stage, or, you know, on the stand. He was, you know, getting cross-examined. And the judge, they would ask him, you know, so what do you think about the Oklahoma City bombing? And he's like, well, I proved this and that. And the judge is like, yes or no answers. Yes or no answers. And that's when a light bulb went off in my head. I said, well, Alex does not get a fair shake because he doesn't even get to explain his reasoning behind making these decisions. And like I said, there's, you know, a lot more under the surface than just saying, oh, yes, I think this was staged, or no, this was not a false flag. And I like the way that Alex talks about the WMDs because for me, that's such a big deal. These weapons of mass destruction, they scared my mom. They scared my dad. They scared me. They scared all of us with these weapons that they said they were going to shoot us with. And none of them existed. And millions of people died. And so you see people like Alex that actually called that out, that exposed that, was one of the guys, one of the few people, if, you know, a handful of people, if that, were calling out the lies from the mainstream media. But then you have an issue like Sandy Hook where, you know, there were some anomalies, especially at the beginning, you know, and somebody looking into it and questioning it. He's been demonized, and that has been his entire legacy. And that is unfair because when Alex sits there and he, you know, has to defend himself to the mob of reporters, he talks about all the good work he's done, and he's done some of the most brilliant work. I think some of his work, you know, Alex Jones taught me what the agent provocateur is. And we have a guest, Luke Coffey. We're going to talk about January 6th. We're going to talk about these agent provocateurs are basically false flag agents that attack their own country. I wouldn't even know this is a thing. It wasn't for AJ. It wasn't for Alex Jones. But the problem is this isn't just an Alex Jones issue. This is a freedom of speech issue. This is an independent media trying to go against the legacy dinosaur media, and they will not let us live, and they will kick you off your airwaves. They will kick you off YouTube, and you have to go to an internet ghetto. And even then, they can get rid of your hosting. They can make it a pain in your derriere to even be able to broadcast. And so, Alex, I think, not just to sit here and kiss his derriere, because this is the Primetime 99 Alex Stein Show today. We're in the Conspiracy Castle. It's Alex Stein Show. But we just saw, you know, that great, you know, little press conference. But so I want to give the man, you know, the proper accolades that he deserves because he's getting an unfair shake. You know this. I know this, guys. He didn't go in there. He's not Adam Lanza. And this is a civil suit. So all they want to do is bankrupt him. Why do they want to bankrupt Alex Jones? It's because they're threatened by Alex. They're threatened by him. If he wasn't a threat to the establishment, they wouldn't be doing this. They wouldn't be suing him civilly in multiple courts, blaming him for the death of children that he's not responsible for whatsoever. Coming up after break, guys, we got some great guests coming up. It's the Primetime 99 Alex Stein Show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with some crazy guests. Stay tuned.
InfoWars work has never been having a bigger effect than it's having right now. And today is do or die time. If InfoWars gets the funding into the midterms, into next year, we're going to stay on air and be more effective than ever. But if we don't, I respect your decision, and I'm ready to basically implode and shut down our main operations. I've done my work. I've put everything into it. I'm leaving it all in the field. But I believe at a gut level, you're going to come through. Plus, you're going to get great products that your family already need. So don't procrastinate. Show InfoWars you want us to stay on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com where we got three great products back in stock. Vitamin C and zinc, highest quality, super strong, back in stock. Vitamin D3 and calcium, and of course, DNA Force Plus. All these products are 50% off together in a combo pack or 40% off individually. So they're great products you already need for your immune system. And we need the money to stay on air, so please take action now. Thank you.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil
does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans, they're big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the Matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the Matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Prosecution from an unfair court, but Primetime 99, look, I got the keys, I'm in the Corvette, I'm gonna make the ladies wet. That's what they say. I didn't say that, I didn't invent that saying. But with that, guys, I want to bring on a very funny man, and I really want to applaud him because this is the first, and Danny, I don't know if you know this, we're bringing on Danny Polishuk, one of the best young comedians out there, but he is the first openly gay, non-binary comedian to be on InfoWars. So, Danny, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend?
Dude, it's an absolute honor. Absolute honor. And shout out to Primetime. Dude, you are really always on the grind. That is not a joke, huh?
Okay, well, I'll take it. Okay, well, I didn't even pull up the graphic. I don't know how long it'll take to pull up, but I guess the reason why I want to have you on, and I should have sent this to the production, you know me, I'm not that professional, but
did you see
Saturday Night Live's newest cast member, non-binary, the first non-binary cast member? Did you see this, Danny?
I did see that, but also shout out to my buddy Marcelo Hernandez, who is also one of the new cast members.
Congratulations. I don't know Marcelo, but I don't want to make...
He was one of the four.
And for the people that don't know this, Danny is a comedian based in New York. He tours all around. He's in a Ryan Long. He does a lot of sketches with Ryan. And, you know, Danny, like Danny, he's apolitical. He's from Canada, so we're not going to hold that against him.
Dude, you want to know something fun that you'll love? You know that high school teacher?
The one with the big tits?
The one with the big tits? That was like 10 minutes from where I went to high school.
Wow, and you have big tits too, so that kind of makes sense.
I have big milkers.
That whole place is like Nancy Pelosi's boobs. Okay, but I don't know. I don't know how long it takes to even pull up. But so, why do you think that? Yeah, they say this is a non-binary cast member. Is now, if you're just kind of an unattractive female, is that considered non-binary, Danny?
No, it's just your identity is whatever your identity is. It's literally just, you know, you choose your identity and then you have an identity.
Can you, but in your opinion, what about the
like you, Alex, like you could be non-binary right now.
I am non-binary.
But I'm saying that by the end of the segment, you could be not.
Exactly. No, it is. No, I'm telling you. No. I'm gender fluid. I'm as fluid as it gets. I'm like the Titanic, dude. I got very serious water damage, as they say. But, I know we don't want to attack her because she's another New York comedian. But, what do you think about Saturday Night Live in your opinion? I know we talk about this. It's kind of, you're sick of that same question. But Saturday Night Live, Rob Schneider just went viral saying the show died. And I think it was when Kate McKinnon played, that sad song. What's your opinion on that? What do you think? Is Saturday
Honestly,
Night Live dead?
I have not watched Saturday Night Live since probably like the early 2000s in any sort of like capacity. Like I'll turn it on from time to time. It's just, they just lost their mojo. They lost their relevance as well. Like really at this point, they're just a super high production, like YouTube clip manufacturer, you know, like they're just basically making YouTube clips. Like no, who's watching Saturday Night Live actually live?
No, I don't know, but do you think it's, cause of social justice and all that bullcrap, or do you think it just sucks because it's just kinda, you know, I mean, why is it not successful? Because it's, you know, go broke! Do you really think that's why they suck now?
I think there's a lot of crosswinds. I mean, I think, for one, you know, they were pretty notorious, their writer's room used to be just all white guys forever. Mm-hmm. So then they kinda had to, you know, course correct. Like, you're a sports guy, right?
Yes.
You know the term makeup calls in the NBA?
Of course.
So this is what we're, all sports, but what we're witnessing now is we're witnessing a makeup call where everybody knows it's not the correct thing to do technically, but it just kind of, they're like, we need to do this. It's a makeup call. So look, Saturday Night Live, they had a good run. I don't, you know, Lorne Michaels, it sounds like he's not going to, it's not going to continue once he's done. So, you know, it's in the end of it. They're kind of just going out with a whimper, it sounds like. And, you know, what, I don't know. I don't really know because it's lost so much relevance.
Yeah, it's sad.
You know, dude, can you name who's on Saturday Night Live, not like Pete Davidson or Kay McKinnon? Like,
no, is Pete Davidson still on it? Or I thought he's done. Yeah, he's done. Yeah, dude, Saturday Night Live sucks now and it used to be the best show possible. But when you speak about the affirmative action, you talk about the writer's room, you know, getting a makeover, getting a, you know, whatever you want to call it, affirmative action. You look at people like Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, the press secretary. I know you don't try to get too political, but when you see her answer questions, do you not just think, oh my God, this girl's about to short circuit. She's in over her head.
I honestly have not seen a lot of them, but I mean, they all seem like that. I don't even know where they get the press secretaries from. Like, I don't... Like,
they pick him. I'm going to be the press secretary for Ron DeSantis. I have to wrestle an alligator. You would be, that's what he said.
Dude, you would be an incredible one.
Okay. Listen, we only have so much time, but this is the thing. I want to pull it up. I don't know if you guys can pull this up, but did you guys see Justin Trudeau singing Bohemian Rhapsody? Did you see this, Danny? What do you think? This guy is your leader, and
I live in New York.
Yeah, but you're still Canadian. I mean, dude, you're always going to have that Canadian stink on you. So, and I always say you should, you know, pull these clips up a little bit, but do you see Justin Trudeau singing Bohemian Rhapsody? Is that gay? Is that straight? Is that bisexual? How would you rate that?
Good question. You know what? I watched it and I watched the thing and everybody was so angry about it. And I guess it's like in poor taste.
Is it? But I'm a creative
person. Honestly, I don't even, that's the thing. I don't even know. Like everybody, also the whole Canadian media, even people on the left are like, this is such poor taste because obviously the Queen is the head of Canada. So it's like the head of Canada technically died as well, but like nobody actually cares about the Queen and she also didn't die suddenly. Like she was 96. So I don't even know what to make of it. He's got a weird thing though, because he made this like coalition with the kind of like the socialist NDP party. So he can't really get booted out at this point. So he's kind of just like coasting and he just does what he wants.
Is his dad Fidel Castro? Because his mom looks hot.
I think so, yeah.
You do believe that. You do. Do you not think Fidel Castro would use a condom, or do you think that's,
why would Fidel Castro use a condom?
I don't know.
No, that guy's a breeder, dude.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Yeah.
No, that guy's a breeder, dude.
If I was a dictator, I'd probably wear a condom though. I don't know why. I mean, I guess you wouldn't need to. Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
You're not going to get sued for alimony.
Yeah, but a lot of these freaks out there, they got all kinds of monkeypox. Next thing you know, you're Beto O'Rourke. You got monkeypox running for governor.
It was the wife of the Prime Minister of Canada. But there is, like, someone did a deep dive onto it because they say, like, the timing doesn't line up with any official visits to, I don't know if you ever looked into this, but they're like, the timing doesn't add up with any sort of official Canadian visits to Cuba. But then at some point around the actual timeline that does make sense, she, Pierre Trudeau's wife, I believe Margaret Trudeau, she made some trip to, like, an unidentified Caribbean island.
Of course.
That they never named.
Dude, he looks
like an unofficial one.
Dude, he has to be Fidel Castro's son. I mean, the pictures are just insane. And you're like, oh, well, you're just a conspiracy theorist. I'm telling you that that looks like Justin Trudeau. I don't know if you can see 100%. The image right now, but that, I mean, just the same nose and the self-importance of Trudeau. You would think, like, at least with Hunter Biden, I know he smokes crack and he's with all these prostitutes and like, but at least he kind of like listens to what his dad says and he seems like a family guy. I know that sounds weird, but like Justin Trudeau's seems like, I don't know, like he's in it for himself. I don't know how to explain it. Obviously, Hunter Biden.
He has dictator blood in him.
Yes, I'm saying he has dictator blood in him. He doesn't have follow the leader blood. Hunter Biden's a terrible person, but he's probably not that bad of a son because his dad's using him in business dealings in Ukraine and China and getting him rich. So maybe Joe Biden's like, oh, I like my son. He makes me rich. But if you look at Justin Trudeau, he's the type of dad that, like, he's the type of son that if the dad likes the Dallas Cowboys, he's going to like the Washington Redskins. He's going to like, you know, the opposite of the dad. Or like if he likes the whatever.
Dad was contentious. No, you know what? He is a Montreal Canadiens fan, which is why I hate him as well. But which I believe is his, because he's that's where he's from, is Quebec. But I don't know. I feel like he was never really qualified. He's kind of just in there on nepotism, and he's attractive, and you're like, he's doing the job you think he would do based
on
his
skills. He sucks. Exactly. Okay. All right, well, we got about 30 seconds. We're going to head into the break, but I think we'll see you on the other side. We got about a couple minutes, and then we'll boot you out of here.
Dude, what a set you got, dude.
Dude, I'm the pimp on a blimp, dude.
This is it. Unreal.
This is unreal. It's because Alex Jones is my personal hero, so, and it's warm in here. All right, well, we're going to see you on the other side. You guys make sure to stay tuned. We got Danny Polishuk. You know, go look him up. He's on YouTube. He's on Instagram. He's all over the place. If you can't find him, you must not know how to work your old internet. All right. We'll see you after the break. Thank you.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
FreeWorldOutlet.com. That is a very important URL for InfoWars supporters that want to get great products and save massively. FreeWorldOutlet.com is an amazing organization that we have partnered with who is helping us purchase more product into the future so they can sell our products at a greater discount than you'll normally find at InfoWarsStore.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com is amazing. We're partnered with them. And things like DNA Force Plus that have been sold out at InfoWars Store is available there. Things like X2 being sold at full price, 40% off at freeworldoutlet.com, and so much more. Here's some of the others. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And so many other specials you won't find anywhere else but freeworldoutlet.com. Freeworldoutlet.com, and keep InfoWars in the air while getting great products.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
That's what we need, guys. We need a little bit of Southern rock. We need a little bit of Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, baby. That'll wake you up. That'll make the lungs. That'll get the myocarditis out of the lungs right there. And Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, we need a little more Southern rock. You know, the ladies in the Daisy Dukes. Danny, I don't know if that's part of your culture, but here in Texas, a lot of Daisy Dukes, a lot of, you know, midriffs. I don't know. I can't hear you, Danny. I don't know. Maybe you're muted or maybe we did something. But listen, Danny. There you go. Now I hear you, Danny. Okay.
Here,
you know, I didn't do too big of a lead up there. You know, I'm Primetime 99. I'm no AJ. I'm no Alex Jones. I'll never be him. I sit here and I just feel like such a failure. I'm on his set. I'll never be as good as him, Danny. It's not the same as AJ. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm really excited to have you on. Okay. Back from the break though, Danny, I want to go after Ryan Long a little bit. He teases you about your weight. He teases me about my weight. And
yes.
What is this?
He's a weightist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So tell me about this.
He body shames.
Well, a lot of people have heard of ableist. What is a person that makes fun of somebody for being overweight?
Body shaming. That's what it is.
And are you...
And I'm just like... Well, here's the thing. People don't know this, okay? So... I am actually, there's a purpose behind this because I'm actually gunning for the 2024 Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. And in order to do that, I need to gain some weight.
Do you need to change your sex though? Do you need to have gender reassignment surgery?
No,
obese male on the cover is what you believe?
No, because if you think of it this way, right? Like on a linear, think about where Sports Illustrated swimsuit started and where it's trending, right? Yes. Like if you just kind of plot it, eventually the person on the cover is going to look like me.
That's true. And they already, I would argue that they look worse than you, Danny. I would argue that you're hotter than the current cover girl.
But there's no rule that it has to be a woman.
No, there's not. As a matter of fact, I think there will be a rule that it can't be a woman very soon. I think women will not be allowed on it.
I was in Canada, that's why what I want. I saw Kathy Ireland on the cover of Sports Illustrated when I was a kid, swimsuit, and I said, I'm going to be on that cover one day.
Pamela Anderson, hottest woman from Canada ever. She was noticed at a CFL game, I believe, for
that's correct, the BC Lions game,
and that was for a beer commercial, right? Is that correct? I believe. I
think so. Yeah.
She had such voluptuous bosoms, and then the Baywatch. Oh my gosh, I would watch the Baywatch, and my mom would just, "Where's all the lotion? Where's all the lotion?" I go, "Mom, I don't know where the lotion is. Leave me alone about the lotion." Yeah, but that's, I don't want to get into
moms
that.
Moms are always on the look for the lotion.
They know where the Jergens is. They always know. Okay, so I want to pull this clip. This is a fat acceptance clip. And, is it okay to be fat? I'm a husky male. I mean, you know, I'm a thick boy myself. I need to lose some weight. Is it okay, though? Do you think that, like, this, do we need bullying? Like, will bullies help you lose weight? Does Ryan's bullying
sometimes
help you? It does.
Sometimes, I mean, it definitely keeps you in check. I've certainly heard from some people who they go, like, especially like podcasters, where they go, yeah, you know, all the fans were just ragging on me. And then, you know, it was kind of like just the push I needed. The one thing I'll say is I'm not under the delusion that I'm healthy. Like, yeah. I'm in the optimal healthy body. I'm like, yeah, I need to, and I'm working. I'll go to the gym and I'm trying to watch what I eat, but I like to have a little too much fun.
And you have a hot girlfriend. People don't know this.
And I have a hot girlfriend.
I mean, you have a hot girlfriend, so that gives you no incentive to do anything. That's the problem.
That is very true. Yeah.
And that's why your nipples are getting a lot larger. That's why, because they're protruding out of your shirt more aggressively. But that's how my shirts are too. I have to get custom shirts. I have to cut the holes out of it. No, but Danny, obviously, no, you're in a good shape. But this is the other thing is that for me, I don't know, you're on the road all the time. And I know this is the Danny and Alex show, but it's hard to eat healthy when you're going in and out of airports and you're driving. It's impossible because you just want to stop and get a hamburger or whatever.
So hard. I mean, you got to have such like, you have to plan it out so well to be like, yo, I'm going to stop at this grocery store at 2 o'clock and buy a tub of chicken breasts, you know, but otherwise, you know, it's difficult. And comedy clubs, like the comedy club menus are terrible. There's usually one salad and it has fried chicken in it. And it's like, it's hard. And then all the alcohol too.
Yeah, and it's the genetically modified. Okay, so look at this TikToker. This is the future, I think. And I watch content like this. Like, this is the mukbang where you just see somebody slowly kill themselves with food. And you look at, my favorite thing is like, you see like the old clips from like, you know, 1960 San Francisco or something, and everybody's like in shape, or that they have a picture of like Atlantic, you know, Atlantic City. Here's a clip, just her stuffing, food in her face.
Oh, yeah.
But my point being is, why are we fatter? Is it the idiocracy? Is it the genetically modified food? Like, why is everybody so fat, Danny?
I don't think it's one factor. I think it's, you know, the readily available, super processed foods, the fact that they are like designed for you to never be satiated. And have you ever seen the little graphic of how Doritos are designed? How they like every little thing. They optimize like the amount of saltiness, the amount of dust left on your fingers, like everything is optimized for you to just like not be able to stop eating them.
Yeah. And on top of that, they got some of the flavor seasoning from aborted fetal cells. Did you know that there's aborted fetal cells in like all of the food that we eat?
No.
Yes. Oh my God. Look it up. Look up aborted fetal cells in Pepsi. It'll come up right up in Pepsi. In the what they use to derive the flavor, they use cultured aborted fetal cells. Yes, it's everywhere. Where do they get them from?
From
a dead baby,
like
supposedly in the 60s. But really, they just go to Planned Parenthood and they sit in the back and they say, "Hey, you know what? We want you to do, Kamala Harris. We want you to be able to make it where legislation approves abortion up until birth." And that's why they want to have the abortion up until birth, Danny. It's not because they care about girls' safety. They want these little babies so they can take their heart, so they can take their buttholes, so they can do whatever the hell they do because they're sick, demonic, evil people. Can I say butthole?
I actually have a question for you because you're – can you say butthole? Because you are – you know, you have the conspiracy cast, so you're a conspiracy guy. I actually had a conspiracy about the whole Roe v. Wade thing, which
it's just
a conspiracy. It's just a theory.
Okay.
That – they're so worried about the population declining because that will in and of itself implode the economy, mm-hmm. right? Because our whole economy is essentially a Ponzi scheme that relies on more and more people, right?
Well, they say the Federal Reserve like basically borrows money against
the moment,
Social Security.
But the moment the population starts declining, right, then you're not building new houses, right? Like there's houses being empty, like basically what's going on in Japan. So I think my theory, conspiracy theory, is that this whole Roe v. Wade stuff was because they were like, look, we left it up to you to have more kids. the birth rates are too low, replacement rates are too low, so now we're just going to force them into existence. We don't need, we just need bodies.
Well, they
should.
We just need
bodies to keep this thing going.
No, and that's 100% right. They should. We need to procreate because I think the numbers are declining. You know, even Elon Musk is saying that's why he's knocking up all these women. It's because he's trying to, and then you got what Nick Cannon's got like 12 girls pregnant. They go, yeah, we're trying to help, we're trying to help the population growth because we're in a population decline. But then on top of that, what do you think about all these migrants going to Martha's Vineyards, getting first class tickets? Like, I couldn't afford to go on vacation to Massachusetts to save my derriere. And they're getting a first class ticket and they're getting all you can eat.
They actually were flying first class?
No, but I mean, what the heck on those planes? It's they're flying.
Thing is bizarre because I didn't realize that DeSantis flew them from Texas.
Well, yeah, from San Antonio, I guess. Yeah,
But I'm saying like he's in Florida, and then that's quite like a political maneuver for him.
Well, they would have had to come on a boat to go to Florida. Yeah, it is a political maneuver, but this is the thing, is they're trying to get him in trouble for human trafficking when Joe Biden did the same thing. So I honestly hope they do investigate the human trafficking, not that I want DeSantis to get in any trouble whatsoever, is that this, so they realize what we're doing is we're giving these young children, literally giving them social security numbers. We're just giving them with like next to kin, these people, they're getting dropped off with the people that say they're their relatives, they have no relation to them. There's massive sex trafficking problems. There's massive fentanyl drug overdose problems. It's all coming from the border, and we won't even do anything about it except for they're going to LARP and say, oh, well, let's fly these to Martha's Vineyard. Get that plane and fly it to South America. They're flying in the wrong direction. Fly that B-I-T-C-H south. Don't fly it north.
Yeah, it's a weird one because you're like, yeah, how are you supposed to stop them? Like, other than, I guess, building a massive wall. Like, I don't know, what are you supposed to do? These people are desperate.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
I'm assuming they're not the criminal element. I'm talking about the people who are actually just like looking for a better life. Like they're just desperate and they're like, they're willing to die.
Yeah, but Danny, I would agree with you. I would agree. I almost would want to help the people that are actually, refugees from a bad situation. But that's not the case. A lot of these people are using coyotes and these children are being sold to these people. So, and they're coming from all of the, Savannah Hernandez, you look at these clips, if you actually watch it, Danny, there are people from all over. There's people from Russia. There's people from Afghanistan. I mean, it's not just, And this is the other thing, is like you say they're risking their lives. If you look at these videos, half the women are 450 pounds. You're like, you didn't even walk. You would be 200 pounds if you just went out here for 15 minutes. Okay, Danny, we'll tell them. We got to wrap up. We got about 30 seconds. So tell them where they can find
tonight at 9 p.m. On my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Danny Polishuk. I have a live call-in show every Tuesday that you have been a guest on.
Yes.
A couple times. It's called Low Value Mail, M-A-I-L. It's a call-in show. We have a good time. You can catch me on The Boys Cast with Ryan Long every Friday podcast. That is a fun one. And just at Danny Jokes on Twitter and Instagram, youtube.com/Danny Polishuk.
Go check him out. Love you, Danny. Thank you for coming on. It's a great guest as always. Thank you, guys. See you on the other side.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got 1 million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Get the Great Reset, the War of the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The folks down in Louisiana and Mississippi like to eat their crawdads and their bullfrogs and the rest of it. And, well, sometimes they just throw the whole frog in the boiling pot. But they learned that if you throw one into boiling water, he'll just jump right out. But if you set him in a cool pot of water and you just turn the heat up slow, he thinks it's a hot tub at first and then passes out and dies a painless death. And that's where America and the world is right now. We're in the middle of the New World Order, Great Reset, takedown of civilization.
The world is not driven forward by big, grand decisions. The world is driven forward by small action, but actions which are integrated into an overall system.
This is a scientific technocracy takeover to force us onto the AI global social credit score cashless society system.
If you're left behind, you're facing something far worse, which is to be completely irrelevant. They won't even need you as a serf or as a slave. Adding to the body a second immune system, which is not organic but an inorganic immune system, made up of millions of tiny nanorobots inside your body.
What I learned from a source who is a very unique source, having infiltrated the globalist cult at the UN level, is that he was in high-level meetings that required number of security clearances where they actually discussed the plan to bring 100 million people into the United States in order to pave the way for a regional government of U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And that was to bring in 100 million people from Latin American countries together with a strategy of creating these cartels, making life unbearable. It's called a push-pull strategy where they push all these people out of these countries where it's unbearable living like this, and they pull them into the United States. And then once you reach that critical number of over 100 million in this invasion, they will then propose that, well, for your family and friends back home, who need, you know, you need ease of travel, they need a better life, and so on and so on. And we can do all this better with a regional government than we can with a U.S. government. And they will have enough critical mass inside the country in order to effect that policy. That's the globalist plan that we're working towards.
Now, being aware of this is the key to winning. And whether you're in Sweden, or whether you're in Italy, or whether you're in Canada, it's spreading all over the planet. So the globalists are in trouble. And this fight is literally in a tie position right now. If you think collapsing borders is bad, if you think all the terrible things in wars and police state and political purges and censorship and cashless societies and gun purchases being tracked by the credit card companies illegally and putting you in a database, if you think that's bad, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Last night I talked about my involvement in the development of a little microchip implant. And many people have already taken that microchip implant. The news media has talked about it being a good thing. And they will tell you that it's a good thing to have this. Your children won't ever get lost again. They won't be able to give you the wrong medication. You won't be able to lose this thing. And so the plan is underway that you will receive it. I would be remiss if I came to you and didn't tell you that God's word says, don't you take it.
What matters for our children is we win this fight. What happens to us doesn't matter. And in that challenge, in that conflict, we will find the road to God. InfoWars work has never been having a bigger effect than it's having right now. And today is do or die time. If InfoWars gets the funding into the midterms, into next year, we're going to stay on air and be more effective than ever. But if we don't, I respect your decision, and I'm ready to basically implode and shut down our main operations. I've done my work. I've put everything into it. I'm leaving it all in the field. But I believe at a gut level, you're going to come through. Plus, you're going to get great products that your family already need. So don't procrastinate. Show InfoWars you want us to stay on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we got three great products back in stock. Vitamin C and zinc, highest quality, super strong, back in stock. Vitamin D3 and calcium, and of course, DNA Force Plus. All these products are 50% off together in a combo pack or 40% off individually. So they're great products you already need for your immune system, and we need the money to stay on air. So please take action now. Thank you.
Now we have the sad music. Does everybody have to troll me, guys? We have to do this. We bring on two attorneys, Alex Jones, my personal hero, friend of mine. We have to play the sad music. I feel like Howard Stern in Private Parts, where he talks about when his wife has a miscarriage. But with all that, we don't want to get too sad. I am Primetime 99, but we have two great attorneys. We got Michael Hamilton. Michael is a cornerstone attorney. He's dedicated his practice to fighting medical tyranny. And we also have Dan Watkins, who's a 30-year practicing lawyer. He's licensed in California and Nevada, and he's litigated thousands of cases in the medical and dental malpractice area. And this is why it's important. So, you know, I can give you guys a little better of an intro, but for me, I have to be the belle of the ball. I have to take all the attention, because my mom, for the people that are playing at home that might not know, my mom was sick, and she was sick probably for about 2 weeks, and then towards the second week of the sickness, because you guys might not know this, I was, you know, giving her food, you know, going and visiting her, and just, she had had COVID earlier in the year, and this was at the beginning of October, right around my birthday. My birthday is October 8th. My mom died October 25th. And, so basically right around my birthday, my mom's like not feeling well. And, so I'm kind of taking care of her, and she had had COVID like, you know, about a year before. I forget which month, but you know, I'd taken care of her then too. You know, I got her like fluids and Pedialyte and stuff like that. And she got through it. And then this time I was just saying this with Michael, that I feel a little guilty, because I wish I would have, you know, taken her maybe not necessarily to the hospital, but I wish we would have gotten more intense treatment earlier, because we didn't even start with ivermectin, because it went from where she wasn't that bad. And then she, I think it was the 18th, I believe. I'm going to go visit my mom, and that morning she's not answering her cell phone. So I drive over to her condo, and she's not there, and she's always there, and her cat's there. And so then I call 911. They say she's in the hospital. She goes to the hospital. She's on a BiPAP machine. She can breathe. She can talk. And she's like, yeah, Alex, you know, I was sitting here and I dialed 911 because I stood up and I fainted. And I really, my ankle hurt so bad. Her leg hurt really bad, right? And I'm talking to her, even though she has this BiPAP machine, it's like on her nose. And then within 7 days, that first day we walked in there, we said we do not want to be intubated and we do not want remdesivir. And then after that, they treated us like we were persona non grata. I mean, like we were just, you know, scum of the earth. I mean, they would walk in there with seven different layers to their hazmat suit. You would have thought my mom had Ebola. And then, like I said, they said that they weren't going to give her remdesivir. They gave her remdesivir. Her lungs filled up with fluid, and they basically euthanized her with pain medication. And she died in my arms on October 25th, the worst day of my life. And I want to show this clip, though. This is the clip. This one is emotional for me. It's a short clip. It's 20 seconds. And this is me speaking to the palliative care and then Dr. Snow, my mom's doctor. And I asked them, why did they give her remdesivir? And at this point, I was so desperate, I was begging for them to intubate her. But they said, because we signed the DNR, they wouldn't do that. But so here, roll the clip, please.
Well, I just don't understand why I said I didn't want her on remdesivir when you guys put her on remdesivir. I don't
know. Can you hear that? Disease doctors, and she had already been on that and completed the course.
Yeah, but I'm talking about before the first day we were in here, I said we didn't want to do that. And you guys did that anyway.
So if you look at the studies right now.
Listen, I don't care about the studies. I asked you not to do something and you did it. Okay, that's the problem.
Let's air that one more time.
I just don't understand why I said I didn't want her on remdesivir when you guys put her on remdesivir.
That was the infectious disease doctors, and she had already been on that and completed the course.
Yeah, but I'm talking about before the first day we were in here, I said we didn't want to do that. And you guys did that anyway.
So if you look at the studies right now...
Listen, I don't care about the studies. I asked you not to do something, and you did it. Okay? That's the problem.
So, guys, when you guys see that, Michael, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
First of all, it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. So sorry for your loss, Alex. I can tell you that I've been flooded at this point with hundreds, if not thousands, of stories from all around the country of people who begged not to be given remdesivir. I received a text from somebody in Iowa that I've never met as I was driving here, and they said, we said no remdesivir. We put signs on the door. We put signs in the sink. We were promised no remdesivir. The remdesivir was given immediately, and the person was just flooded with remdesivir, and it was this person's mother, and she died. And we just hear these stories over and over. And people have asked me, you know, could it be a mistake? Could it be coincidental that... And my answer is no, and we'll get more into.
Yeah, well, it's not a mistake. I'm just sorry to cut you off. No, they wanted more people to die to make the numbers look more intense, and they wanted my mom to die. So I want to hear about other stories. But Dan, in your professional opinion, I know you've been an attorney, you know, over 30 years, and I know medical malpractice has to be one of the hardest, probably, you know, practices of law. I'm guessing because these doctors have so much, you know, they don't have a lot of liability. So do you think anybody will ever pay for all of the remdesivir, even though they know that it shuts down the organs? I mean, I guess my point being is the sudden adult death syndrome. Nobody's ever going to talk about sudden adult death syndrome. Do you think the remdesivir would be similar to that in your opinion?
Well, the reason we're filing these lawsuits is because when I see that clip, I sense your loss and it's horrifying, but I'm also enraged because I've actually defended doctors and dentists in my malpractice work, not been on the plaintiff side. And what that comment was by the palliative doctor was just completely wrong. It's wrong information. And they're just relying on some rote protocol, and they're following it. And then by following that, they're causing people to lose their lives. Good people are losing their lives. So there's rage involved in that. And the main thing that Michael and I are trying to accomplish here is bring awareness to the fact that they're being deceived. The medical deception associated with remdesivir is beyond anything I could have ever imagined in the medical community. And then the unconsented to medical care, that's where we go after them, because that's how you can make them pay. That's how you can get past just the standard negligence claim.
Well, I've had a lot of anxiety, and one of my best friends, a guy named John Gross, and he's my attorney, but he handles more civil stuff. And I've been just so stressed out. Everybody's like, oh, Alex, you're doing so well. You know, I just got signed a deal with a Blaze, and we've had a lot of opportunities in the past year. But this year, I'm just telling him, like, oh, it just sucks. My life just sucks, because I've also been having this thing hang over my head. Maybe you guys can walk me off the ledge. Is that they say there's only a year to file a medical malpractice lawsuit, and everybody expects me to file some lawsuit against, you know, Baylor Hospital, which I will. But a lot of attorneys that I talked to said it's futile. Because first of all, that was the recommended, you know, medical procedure for COVID at the time. So technically a doctor, you know, like I know better than a doctor, you know, I mean, they do have an argument with that. So I guess my point being is I feel like that year, it's going to be October 25th like that. And then that's a year since my mom died and I didn't really necessarily get any justice for her, and it makes me sick.
Yeah, there's many objectives in filing a lawsuit. One, of course, is to have you compensated for your loss. But I think what's important for us in these cases is to get to the heart of why these decisions are being made, because the patient ultimately gets to choose. And when you tell the doctor and your mother tells the doctor no remdesivir, then there's no remdesivir. The patient gets to make the choice. That's a fundamentally protected right from the Constitution, and the doctors are...
Is it, though? I mean, and I'm not trying to kick back, because let's say I get in a car accident. I don't want any pain pills. I don't want any pain pills. They might give you morphine, right? I mean, don't they have some sort of... And I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. Don't they have some sort of leeway? I mean, I think the third leading cause of death is medical malpractice. So don't they get to override us? Even if I say, I don't want this... Don't they, if they believe it's going to save your life, don't they have carte blanche to prescribe that?
They do not. Alex,
they don't.
In here, I'll tell you that the Supreme Court has ruled on more than one occasion that patients have an essentially unassailable right to refuse medication, even if it could be life-saving medication. The doctor can't force medication on them against their will.
Okay.
And there may be some extremely limited exceptions.
Yeah.
If somebody's not in their right mind, they're not in a position to, you know, maybe they're unconscious and a doctor's administering life-saving medication that the person might have said no to had they been awake. You know, maybe something like that. But if somebody's awake and lucid and they're saying, I don't want that medication. I mean, what's a DNR after all? They're saying, I have the right to die if I want to. I have a right to refuse medication that might be good for me. If I don't want it in my body and I tell you not to put it in there, the Supreme Court has said you can't put it in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's good news. I mean, I guess, you know, but I'll tell you this much. Probably the most challenging thing that I've ever done was signing that DNR, and just the way they presented it to us. I mean, it was like they were selling me a bad car or something. You know, like it was just like a shady business deal. Like, here, sign it, you know, get your name on the dotted line. And then they're just like, wipe their hands of me and my mom. And that's the exact, feeling that it gave me at the time. And I just, you know, now looking back, like, I guess I didn't even, and then I was telling you the guilt that I felt. I mean, I guess I didn't even know how monumental it was that I was signing that paper basically the first day. I think it was the first full day in there, less than 24 hours, we had signed that DNR, all because we didn't want to intubate. And I had been awake to, you know, the COVID stuff and the protocols that were killing people, so that's why I feel so guilty. But, all right, we're going to be back with Dan and Michael on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk about what they're doing to expose these protocols that are actually murdering people, not just people, murdering the person that I love most in the world. So we're going to see on the other side. I know we got, sometimes we got some sad segments. Sometimes I'm in a woman's bathing suit. You can see my derriere. You know, it's, feast or famine. It's either or. All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break, guys.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out of control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain, but I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body, but I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. Get our great, got a bag of it here.
I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, folks, we are back in the black. It's Primetime 99. We're with attorneys Dan Watkins and, you know, with Michael Hamilton. And we're talking about remdesivir. We're talking about the vaccine. We're talking about the protocols that are killing millions of people. What is it? A million Americans died of COVID? Is that the official number that they say? A million Americans died. Is that the official number?
I think that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that was put out yesterday, I believe.
In your opinion, I mean, I know that's just kind of a rough number, but, you know, obviously these PCR tests, I don't trust them. You know, those are garbage. But of the million people that died, how many do you think were from protocols? I mean, I know you don't know, but just what would you guess? Just from your, you know, touch and feeling from what you've gauged so far?
Let me answer it this way. I think everybody would be shocked at what the real number is. It's really
over 50%?
It's hard to make a guess, but I will tell you, since these lawsuits were filed, Michael and I have received thousands of emails across the country from people in almost every state with the exact same protocol story. Just like you described.
What about the they do a bad intubation? Because I didn't even realize that was, you know, the people act like an intubation is just some easy procedure. It's actually pretty complicated as well. Do you guys deal with any of the intubation injury patients? Not really.
No.
No.
Not in this lawsuit, but we've heard stories of people who are intubated badly. Right. We heard just a heart-wrenching story last
week. I've heard people go brain dead from being intubated incorrectly.
And that's something that I can't speak to.
Yeah, but I know you guys focus on the remdesivir, but okay, so you also just mentioned, Michael, that you're suing about the vaccine, and, so tell me this, you know, I don't know if you know about the newest, what, Omicron variant, whatever name they're giving it for, the new vaccine. They tested it on 8 mice. So how is your professional opinion as an attorney? I mean, can they get something passed to be, you know, used as emergency use authorization when it's not even tested, not just not long form tested, but not even tested on human beings?
Yeah, I don't see how they can do it, but they're doing it. I mean, they got emergency use authorization for remdesivir, which in the Ebola study, it killed 53% of the people. But the NIH sends 9 of their people in front of the CDC along with a few others. Those 9 had a financial interest in Gilead Sciences, which makes remdesivir. And they said, oh, it's safe and effective. It's been proven to work against COVID, which was a flat out lie.
No, it doesn't work. No. And it's been shown. And this is what I don't understand is because even COVID, and you said it, we've stated this number, I believe it's 99.7% survival rate, you know, for all ages. I think the average age of mortality is like 72.4. And I think the average age for all causes is like 71 or something. So it's like you actually live a little bit longer if you were to die of COVID mathematically, if you're using that comparison. But I guess my whole point with that is that, if they didn't do this protocol and it was just a virus going around with 99.7% survival rate, would a lot more people be alive, obviously?
No question about it, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot more people would be alive. That's an easy answer. They're giving something with a mortality rate of over 53% to something that kills less than 0.5% of all the people who get infected with it.
And do you think, Dan, when you get in front of a jury and you say all this and you know, you have some class action lawsuit and you say, oh, well, they gave remdesivir, and you're going to say, oh, they purposely gave them remdesivir to kill them. Aren't the people in the jury going to say, who is this tinfoil hat guy on InfoWars? You know, why would they? Because people have what is called cognitive dissonance where they think the people in power actually have their back when in reality they only have their own back. So how do you convince a jury that these doctors actually wanted to maybe not knowingly but indirectly kill people by proxy in order to make their sickness seem more dramatic.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly the angle we're going to take in that effect, but what I am seeing, and I mentioned earlier to you, we're representing thousands of people in California against the mandates. They were fired because they didn't want to have the vaccine taken.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming out now is the failure of the vaccine to actually be a vaccine. It's not that. It doesn't stop transmissibility. We've heard that from Fauci and the CDC, and we know that. And people are hearing that. And so what we're seeing in resistance to that is the refusal to take the boosters. And we're seeing that in the healthcare industry. We're seeing that in the school districts. We're seeing that in the first responders that we represent across the country. And so the expectation is that that same type of information will become known in as it relates to remdesivir. And when we get to the time of trial, which is probably 18 months away from now, we're hoping that the public information on remdesivir, its failures, the failure to give proper information to the patient, the failure and, in fact, the intentional disregard of the patient's right to choose what they're going to do, is obvious now to them. And we've seen that happen with the vaccine. We're hoping it happens with remdesivir, and it happens through exposure like this on this show, you, Alex Jones, and everybody who's being kind enough to put us out there so we can tell people, because the more people that know, the more people that refuse, the more people that resist, the easier it will be for us to prove that.
And Dan has a great website, declaretruth.us. You're going to be able to get more information about this, and as well as a GiveSendGo/remdesivir death if you guys want to support. And we also want to do a call to action for any attorneys out there that want to get involved, that want to fight the good fight, that maybe were a victim to this or know somebody that was a victim to, you know, these murderous protocols. And you guys definitely please reach out to declaretruth.us, reach out to Dan. I want you guys to try to reach out to Michael, because we need to come together. That's the problem. And I talk about this all the time, is that we're fighting against not human beings that we're fighting against. We're fighting against these multinational corporations like, you know, Gilead or Pfizer or, you know, Moderna. And it's almost impossible to win. And I know you guys have more experience, 30 years, but I mean, can you beat Pfizer, Dan?
Unified, we can. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That if everybody in America comes together and starts resisting when we see this type of protocol that goes against everything that we've understood as when we grew up in America, we have the right to choose what we're going to do with our own bodies as it relates to medical care, and that's being tossed aside. We have the right to say no to medical treatment because of our religious beliefs, and that's tossed aside. We have the right to bear arms, but that's tossed aside. When the establishment refuses to allow us those liberties and everybody stands up against it, I think we can win.
Yeah, I think the civil disobedience is really important, but it's hard for me to not get a little blackpilled, because people, you know, where you just kind of get a little bit like nihilistic, where you're like, you know, do people, are they going to even fight for themselves? But then you see the people losing their jobs, you see the service members in the Army Reserve, you know, getting kicked out. So, you know, for a vaccine that doesn't even necessarily stop the spread of it, as a matter of fact, I think it, you know, gives you the virus, but, you know, let me put on my tinfoil hat when I say that, they're going to get mad. But it just still makes me sick. This is the reality in which we live in, that there's doctors that are actually killing people, and they don't feel any guilt whatsoever. And like, the guilt for me will never go away. So it's a really bad situation, and I really appreciate you guys being on the front line and fighting this. And I know it's probably pretty thankless. You guys have to spend a lot of hours, a lot of litigation. It's a lot of, like, running around, a lot of squeezing, not a lot of juice right now, especially at the beginning of this trial.
Yeah.
Because you guys have to do so much of whatever, you know, pre-trial stuff before, and, yeah, you know, it's expensive. So I really appreciate you guys dedicating your time to this. And what's the last thing you want to leave us with, Michael?
Alex, I want to come back just briefly to the GiveSendGo address. I think I may have given it to you incorrectly in the beginning, but it's givesendgo.com/FresnoRemdesivirDeath.
Okay.
People are asking us, how can we help? Pray for us. You know, Dan and I, as Christ followers, we see that we're confronted with this great evil in our country. We believe that God is greater than that evil. We ask for prayer first. We ask for support second. This is an expensive lawsuit. These people can't afford the expense of a lawsuit like this.
Right.
But folks from all over have been giving generously what they can, sometimes in small amounts, sometimes in larger. But we really just ask that people would pray for us, and that they would stand up, say no to lies, stand up for the truth, and together we will defeat this.
All right, we got 20 seconds, Dan. What do you want to say before we go?
When I add to my answer about can we win this, unified we can, but unified with God, we're almost certain to.
I agree. Sorry to cut you off. We got to find strength in the Creator. I think that's the only way we get through this, because, you know, life is not meant to be a rose garden. So sometimes there's ups and downs. We got to get through, you know, when the tough gets going, the going gets tough. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
InfoWars work has never been having a bigger effect than it's having right now. And today is do or die time. If InfoWars gets the funding into the midterms, into next year, we're going to stay on air and be more effective than ever. But if we don't, I respect your decision, and I'm ready to basically implode and shut down our main operations. I've done my work. I've put everything into it. I'm leaving it all in the field. But I believe at a gut level, you're going to come through. Plus, you're going to get great products that your family already need. So don't procrastinate. Show InfoWars you want us to stay on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we got three great products back in stock. Vitamin C and zinc, highest quality, super strong, back in stock. Vitamin D3 and calcium, and of course, DNA Force Plus. All these products are 50% off together in a combo pack or 40% off individually. So they're great products you already need for your immune system, and we need the money to stay on air. So please take action now. Thank you.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation, all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars on the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The most banned network in the world.
Unfortunately, such hate-fueled violence and threats are not new to America. There is a through line of hate, from massacres of indigenous people to the original sin of slavery, the terror of the Klan, to anti-immigration violence against the Irish, Italians, Chinese, Mexicans, so many others laced through our history. There's a through line of violence against religious groups, anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-Mormon, anti-Muslim, anti-Hindu, anti-Sikh. Look, folks. And that through line of hate never fully goes away.
There's a thorough line of hate through all of American history. In Biden's full speech that's posted at InfoWars.com, he demonizes the very heart and soul of our republic. The United States was one of the first countries to ban slavery after England did. England fought wars all over the planet to end slavery, something that Great Britain did that was amazing. That's part of history. The only places slavery happened after that were areas of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. But you don't see massive demonization of those countries. You see demonization of the West. We are told that whites and Europeans are the most evil and that the UK is evil and that people in the United States are evil. It's absolutely preposterous, and they know it. If you see the movie Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, it's excellent. It's based on a true story. In fact, I read a book about it, and there was historical documents at the time that confirmed that whole story's true, and even more. The second half of that movie that they never made is even more insane, and he finally... the guy that Leonardo DiCaprio plays gets killed by Native Americans. And it just shows how Native Americans would come to you and say, if you don't help us kill this other tribe, we're going to kill you. And then other white settlers would come and say, if you don't help us Native Americans, we'll kill you. Whites and Native Americans act just the damn same. We're all human beings. We all get in gangs. We all do bad things. We all do good things. And the idea of original sin, that white people are inherently bad, that we're seeing come out of the Pentagon, out of the universities, is meant to create a guilt to make the American people the bad guys and to drive a wedge. And as viewers and listeners, you know and understand that that is what they're doing. But that's why it's up to us to not get baited into the racism and to transcend above it and to reach out to all these communities and let them know that this is a mass manipulation. And the good news is why the Democrats are panicking. They're also panicking in Europe. Polls in the U.S. and Europe all show that even third world populations they brought in are waking up very quickly and voting as soon as they're citizens, up to a third or a half for populist or conservatives or nationalists, because they understand that the globalists are playing us off against each other. That's why Trump got double the Hispanic votes and double the black votes of any Republican in history, because that lie is starting to break down. And people understand it's the Democrats that are the human smugglers. It's the Democrats that are the globalists. It's the Democrats that are part of the Great Reset. Now, we're going to get back to Alex Stein in a live show today, the amazing job he's doing. I really appreciate him being here with all the amazing guests and information he's got coming up in the next few hours. But I wanted to just encourage viewers and listeners to understand something. InfoWars needs your help to stay on air. InfoWars is barely staying afloat right now, and that's why the corporate media lies and says we have hundreds of millions of dollars. That is a lie. That is a fraud. We are completely maxed out, but we're having bigger effects and are under greater attack than ever because we are exposing the New World Order together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and help keep the most powerful independent media on earth in attack formation. InfoWarsStore.com has amazing sales that are running for just a week or so more. The Trifecta Immune Supercharger with DNA Force Plus, super strong high-quality vitamin C and zinc, and then the D3 gummies that are super high-quality with the calcium for your immune system and more. Everybody going into the fall and winter should be getting beefed up on these things for your immune system and more. They're 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time as well, we've shipped out all the previous signed books. We're doing one more run that are in stock right now of signed books at InfoWarsStore.com. You can buy the regular book unsigned for the regular price. Appreciate the support. But if you want to be an individual really in the fight, keeping us on air, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the signed book of The Great Reset and The War for the World. And finally, exclusively at 1776coin.com, we have the other fundraiser coin, the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, and the markup there is, again, a fundraiser. Keep us on air. Please come through. I know we're in a depression. I know stuff's falling apart. We told you this was coming, and my biggest worry was getting supplies in to get funds in before the real depression hit. Well, we barely got the supplies in finally. Some products sold out for a year, and then now things are falling apart. So every time we make it through one challenge, a new challenge arrives, but we're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting. So back to Alex Stein, the live broadcast. Again, please take action. Please keep fighting. Please keep us in the fight. InfoWarsStore.com, and God bless and good luck.
Wow, Alex Jones giving me a shout out. Primetime 99. I gotta say, you know, my ego makes you feel so good. Just Alex Jones saying my name. I can't even get into the next guest. All right. But with that, I want to bring him on. He's the CEO of X Strategies. He's an arch nemesis to one of my arch nemesis, Dan Crenshaw. And he's the one, the only Alex Brusewitz. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, so I wanted to bring you on. I know you haven't been on InfoWars. This is the most banned media company on the face of the earth. So now you might get canceled, Alex. I hope Dan Crenshaw, when he sees this, they're going to say, oh, those conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing people. We had weapons of mass destruction. The government wouldn't lie. Okay, but why do you have beef with Dan Crenshaw? And I know you're the guest. Let me let you talk. But for me, it wasn't just the kicking service members out for not getting vaccinated. And it wasn't just for his, you know, globalist policies. But for me, he just sucks. He's just unfunny and lame, and I don't even think he needs to wear the eye patch. Okay, go ahead. Why does Dan Crenshaw stink, Alex?
Well, I'm a big believer in the America First agenda and a big defender of MAGA Republican. And, you know, after the 2020 election, the contrast between the MAGA Republicans and the rhinos couldn't be more clear. You know, tens of millions of Americans had questions about what took place in the election. And the MAGA Republican said, I hear your concerns. I hear your questions. I want to do the best of my ability to answer your questions. I'm going to fight for transparency. I'm going to fight for election integrity. But then there was this wing of the Republican Party, the Rhino wing, led by Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney, that said, we don't care about what took place in 2020. Trump is bad. MAGA Republicans suck. And so we're going to move in a different direction. And Dan Crenshaw, who used to be part of the MAGA Republican wing, decided to stand with Liz Cheney, decided to stand with Mitt Romney and said that even if there is voter fraud, we're not going to look into it. We're going to move forward. And he really just became one of the biggest rhinos in Washington. And so I actively call him out. I'm thankful that you call him out. Alex Jones calls him out because he's a real problem, because unlike other rhinos that are just stupid, Dan is dangerous. Dan has access to Paul Singer and the World Economic Forum cash. He says, I'm not World Economic Forum, but in reality, everybody knows that Dan is World Economic Forum and he's part of the globalist New World Order. And then also when you call out Dan Crenshaw, he takes things so personally.
Yeah.
He's so vindictive. And so I'm a young man. I'm 25 years old and I own a business. And so when I first started tweeting, Dan, why are you a rhino? Why do you hate Trump? Why do you hate your voters? He started calling my clients and trying to get my clients to fire me and said, you know, Alex hurts my feelings on Twitter. Please fire him. Please fire him. And they all said, sorry, Dan, we can't do that. So now he's, not only is he vindictive, not only is he a bad member of Congress, he's a really bad person, and I really look forward to him losing his seat in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really nailed it. And there was a point where Dan was, you know, likable, I think, in the MAGA movement, but he lost that. Okay, so we're about to go to the break in about 40 seconds, so we'll catch you on the other side. But for me, though, with Dan Crenshaw, this is the problem, is when I'm hanging out in D.C. and I'm sitting there at the Capitol steps, 80% of these politicians I can't even recognize, right? I'm like, who is that? Is that Chuck Grassley? Is that Mark Takano from California? Is that who? You know what I mean? I don't even know who half these people are. But that's the problem. You talk about the power that Dan Crenshaw has. He's a notable guy. He's like AOC. He's one of these people that has now become basically a celebrity congressman, and that separates him and makes him more powerful than the other congressmen. Okay, we're going to dive deep into Dan Crenshaw on the other side. My main man, Alex Brusewitz, we're going to go after Dan. So, Dan, if you're watching this, we're coming for you, Rhino! Be careful! See you on the other side.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to
PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
More epic music from the production team. First class production team here at InfoWars. I mean, I'm telling you guys, I really feel like a true pimp on a blimp. Not always do I get to come inside this beautiful studio and I get all you can eat Brain Force. Now, I don't know if you guys can see this, but we need to zoom in on this. You know, Alex, you know, we got Alex Brusewitz on here. We want to bring on Alex, but I don't know if you know this, but I'm doing 4 hours today. And this is a little secret that a lot of broadcasters don't want you to know, because, you know, my biological father, Tucker Carlson, he is not giving me a lot of pointers, Alex. I've had to learn this stuff on my own, on the streets, as they say. And let me tell you something. You take a little bit of this Brain Force. You this, because I don't have a brain. I'm like the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. But I put this in there. Wow. InfoWarsStore.com. Now my brain is working. Now I can function. So, Alex, welcome to the show. Do you have problems getting an erection? Because we can help you fix that if you do.
I'm not impotent.
Haven't been vaccinated, because listen, I got vaccinated to protect my family members and protect my grandmother, and now I haven't gotten an erection ever since the Moderna. So that's neither here nor there. That's conspiracy. Do not let this go out to the regular airwaves. It is safe and effective, even though almonds are not safe and effective for 7 billion people, even though peanuts are not safe and effective for 7 billion people, and even though shellfish, your favorite shrimp, lobster, langosta, whatever you want to call it, That is not safe and effective for 7 billion people. But the Fauci ouchie is safe and effective for every human being. It doesn't matter if you have allergies. You're not going to be allergic to this, according to the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Fauci. Okay, back to our guest. Alex, welcome to the show. Sorry, you know, we got to pay the bills, and this is how we pay the bills here, InfoWarsStore.com. Alex, how, as a young man like you, 25, how have you made such a headway in this political sphere? Because I'll be honest, I'm kind of apolitical, almost anti-political, but people like you that are young, that are in the scene, that are doing good work, I really applaud you, because when I was 25, I was a drunk mess. I was an idiot, you know what I mean? I was, you know, barely, you know, could tie my shoes. So how did you get motivated to go and make a change in this political sphere, Alex?
Well, I started my company in 2016, 2017, shortly after President Trump was inaugurated. And, you know, I use social media. Back then, social media was free, fair, and everybody could access it. In the glory days, Alex Jones was on there and had almost a million followers on Twitter. And then what happened to him was horrible. And it started happening to you know, it happened to him, it happened to Loomer, it happened to a lot of my favorite social media accounts. They started getting banned. And, you know, I'm still up and running, but I had to diversify the platforms that I use. But Twitter has really been an amazing platform for my business, because it's the only platform that you can tag really anybody in the world, and there's a chance that they react. And a lot of these thin-skinned politicians, they react to everything that gets thrown their way on social media. As you know, Alex, you simply at them on Twitter, you say how horrible they are. And the smart ones, they ignore it. But the ones who are with such fragile egos and are very insecure, they have to react. And so, you know, a lot of the controversy actually, you know, helps me. Dan Crenshaw, you know, when he acknowledges me on social media, when he takes time out of his day, he's a congressman, he represents 750,000 Americans. But when people like him take time out of their day to attack me or attack you, that puts us on the same level. And so, if a 25-year-old can get under the skin of a congressman, imagine what the Chinese Communist Party or...
Well, speaking of the Chinese Communist Party, no, I ran into Eric Swalwell and I asked him about Fang Fang, his Chinese spy girlfriend. And of course, you know, he did, you know, but he kept his head down. He did the game plan like you're supposed to do. You're just supposed to ignore the troll. You're not supposed to feed it. You don't want to get in the mud with a pig like me. But Dan Crenshaw, I mean, I'm almost feeling guilty. It's like he's low-hanging fruit. I mean, I'm just keep on attacking him. Why does he come in the mud with pigs like us? I mean, shouldn't he have some sort of diplomacy as a congressman? But he has none. And why is that?
I think that Dan Crenshaw should release a medical report. I think that he has severe brain. I'm not joking. And, you know, I wish him well if that's the case, but it's clear as day that he's not well functioning up there. He votes poorly. He makes really bad decisions. I think he's got a drinking problem as well. But he lashes out. He lashes out online. You know, he sends people threatening and menacing texts as, you know, as early as 2 a.m, as late as 2 a.m. And so, you know, the guy's got serious problems. I do believe he's mentally unfit to be a member of Congress. And so I challenge him, please release your medical reports. Please release a brain scan to make sure that, he is mentally fit. But, you know, talk about Joe Biden being unfit, which he is. But I think that we have members of Congress who also have brain damage and brain problems who should not be in positions of power. And Dan's one of them.
And I want you guys to go follow on Twitter. Go to Alex Brusewitz. I know it's a little hard to spell, but Brusewitz. I want everybody to go follow him, because this is, like I said, it's just so great to watch your work going after Dan. But I'll be honest. I got to stop saying I'll be honest. But, you know, after this weekend, I got in Swalwell's face. I basically had Dan Crenshaw have a, you know, meltdown publicly, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, Alex, you're doing great work. Good job. Alex Jones says, come host my show. Everybody's all happy. It means nothing without AOC! It means nothing without my big booty Latina! I could get 10,000 Dan Crenshaw trolls, and it wouldn't be equal to one big booty Latina interaction with AOC. But okay, in my opinion is, I know you hate Dan. Is Dan dumber than AOC? I feel like AOC might be smarter than Dan Crenshaw.
I think you're right about that. And you know, I've been praying for your relationship with AOC over the last, I think let's make a wonderful couple. You guys should procreate. I think you guys would have amazing, babies, but, I do think that Dan is actually one of the, dumbest members of Congress that we have. He thinks he's smart, but you know, he's very slow, and also he's very insecure. You can tell by who he staffs in his office. You know, Dan's a little guy, which your video shows. You're a tall 6'4" man, hence why AOC's in love with you. But Dan's a little guy, but if you look at his office, all of his staffers are 5'3" and under. And I don't have anything against short people. Okay. I'm not like short phobic. I think short people provide, you know, things to our society. But Dan is so insecure that he has to have little people work for him because he can't be the shortest guy in his office. And so, it's really been the fascinating 9 months for me learning all these different things about Dan, how he ticks. You really came on the spot and came on the scene just a couple of months ago, and he already hates your guts. So you're doing something right. I'm proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know who I've become friends with, and I'm so blessed to even call her a friend, is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Congresswoman Greene, the reason why I like her too is, although her and I don't agree on every single political issue by any means, actually her and I kind of disagree on some big stuff, but she's down to earth. And that's the biggest surprise to me. You would think that this politician would have this bedside manner that, you know, would make him affable to all these, you know, he goes to all these, you know, fundraiser types. You would think that you would be kind of like a man of the people, like you wouldn't even get in that position. But he's not. He's not down to earth. He's not. So do you think it could be maybe he's like shell-shocked? Because you, come on, dude, I'm from Texas. We have a little bit of Southern hospitality. Like, where did all of his Southern hospitality go? Do you think it was just a freaking IUD that you know, shook him stupid?
Yeah, well, you know, it's I obviously appreciate his military service and everything
And I'm sorry, Alex, I want to use your question. I want to, you know, he tries to pay me. I care about every single individual inside the uniform. Every single person, the man or woman, I respect. Our veterans are treated horrible. I respect. But the uniform as a whole and some of the, you know, actions that they've done, I don't necessarily support every single action of the uniform. But the men and women that put it on, I support each and every single one of you. So for him to try to create this narrative like I don't like veterans, it's provably false, and that's how low and cheap he is trying to create that narrative.
Yeah, it's a Democrat move, you know, and that's your right as an American to question your government and the decisions that it makes. And I never once thought that you attacked our veterans or their military service. You know, I know that you respect our troops, and I see all of these veterans for Alex Stein coming out of the woodworks to and so I think you have more veteran support than Dan Crenshaw has. You know, Dan is not a man of the people by any means. He isn't a Texan by any means. He was raised in a very affluent family. His father was in the oil industry overseas. And so he's not a man of the people. He's not a Texan at heart. He just bought that seat. You know, he likes to mingle with the likes of Bill Barr and other swamp creatures. He has a fundraiser with Bill Barr tonight. But he doesn't care about the constituents. He wants to play the D.C. game. He wants all the swamp, you know, money and the Halliburtons and the Boeings and all. Paul Singer, you brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene was very critical of Dan Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And Singer, at the time, he owned the biggest equity portion in Twitter. And all of a sudden, Marjorie gets banned from Twitter shortly after she starts publicizing Dan Crenshaw. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. But, you know, he does not care about the constituents because he cares about the D.C. game too much. He wants Bill Barr's money. He wants the swamp money. And it's wrong because his district, I just spoke there, they're great people. They're patriotic Americans. They love God and they love our country and they deserve better representation.
You said it best. All right, guys. Alex Brusewicz, go follow him on Twitter. Thank you for being a guest. Talk to you soon.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans, our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's the kind of music I like. A little more upbeat, a little happier. We're trying to get the high vibrational energy going in the studio. It's Primetime 99, filling in for the king himself, Alex Jones. I'm doing my best, but obviously I'm no AJ, maybe one day. But with all that being said, I have a very lovely guest, one of the most lovely men. I don't know, can I say that? Is that homosexual? I don't know. To call you a lovely man, you are a lovely man. If that's homosexual, then I'm gay, and that's okay. The only Dr. Ben Tapper, my friend Ben. Welcome to InfoWars. I don't know if you've ever been on the program, but I know some of the work that Ben has done with exposing the vaccine and just exposing, you know, all of this pseudoscience that Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex uses against us. You call that out and you've been censored like crazy. So I just want to say, not just as a personal friend, welcome to the show and thank you for all the work that you're doing exposing all this.
Well, Primetime 99, thanks for having me on InfoWars, my friend. I was a little taken back to see that you're hosting this InfoWars today, man. I'm so glad to be and honored to be on this show with you, my friend.
Okay, we don't have to kiss each other's butt, but no, it's great. Okay, yeah, Alex is, it's really a pleasure him giving me the keys to the castle temporarily. But okay, so for the people playing at home, the reason why you're like, oh, why do you have Ben on? Well, Ben, we only got about 3 minutes to the break-ins, and I want to get into it. For me, when Ben told me this theory, and Ben has been staunchly anti-vax, his dad was a doctor and he was against the vaccine. So these people have been awake to this when all of us were still getting our MMR vaccine and our measles, mumps, rubella, whatever. We were all getting our polio vaccine while his family was smart. But Ben had a theory that the reason why there was an increase in all of the gender dysphoria in young children is because when we give kids or babies vaccines, these vaccines are cultured on what is called aborted fetal cells. And there's multiple lines of these aborted fetal cells. There's a male line and there's a female line. So what Ben theorizes, and correct me if I'm wrong, that when we're giving these epigenetics, we're giving them basically a different DNA strand of a female into a developing male, that this, because the brain is in such a, fast maturation, that this has some sort of long-lasting effects, maybe later on in life causing the gender dysphoria. Now, did I say that theory correctly? Please correct me.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. So just to give you a rundown of what I am talking about, you know, again, this is just my two cents here, and by putting things together, connecting the dots, I'm not saying, oh, this is a hard fact, but this is my theory here. But you know, the nervous system out of the womb, the nervous system is developing at a rapid rate. We call that neurosynaptogenesis. Okay, the nervous system doubles in size that first year of life, and so neurons are firing, developing, neural pathways are developing. And if you look at the CDC, they are actually taking away milestones like crawling, which is criminal in itself, but I digress. But during the nervous system's development, I mean, we implemented how many vaccines the first year of life, but we have we have abortive fetal cell tissue in these vaccines. And if anyone's skeptical of that, they can go to my Telegram, Dr. Ben Tapper, or even on Gab and search those links I just posted, or watch Stanley Plotkin's deposition. And he talks about all the different abortive cell tissue in these vaccines. But when we vaccinate, you know, we do have this, the cell line tissues, for instance, like WI-38, which Winsor Institute 38, which is a cell line from a female lung from a 3-month-old gestational female fetus. Now, if we inject that cell line into a developmental nervous system during exuberant neurosynaptogenesis, the question that I ask or pose is, what kind of epigenetic influence do these cell lines have on a developing nervous system? And so that's basically the question I raise here, because it is a very valid question. We have these grown men, and I think that homosexuality has been around forever, but this is different. We have grown men who think, I am a woman, I felt like I've been a woman my whole life, and it's something that's different than homosexuality. This is where there's like this gender confusion, this gender dysphoria, and that's why they're trying to gray the lines between men and women here, and like, what's a woman? And really, science is observational, and it's what we can observe. You know, if you came out with, you know, genitalia that fits the male, well, you are a male. But things are, they're gray in the areas now in the lines between man and woman, and I heavily believe it is due to these vaccinations. And a lot of people think that it might be the estrogen or the phytoestrogen in our food.
Dr. Chapman,
the
vaccine. You're going to have to end that. We're going to have to get that on the other side of the break. Sorry to cut you off. Keep your thought.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Just a quick break. You know, we've got to pay some bills here. If you guys want to support the InfoWar, make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Because you know what? We need it. We are in a culture war. We're in an info war. We're in an actual war in the Ukraine. So we got to do what we can to survive, and we got to do what we can to keep the lights on. So if you guys support us, you're supporting independent media. It's not lining some, you know, pockets, some fat cat banker that doesn't care about you. You're actually helping people that want to help you back. And we have a great line of products that are not going to only make you feel better, but they're going to make you perform better. They're going to make you look better. They're just going to give you an overall improvement in your life. But you have to take the first step of self-improvement and be motivated to make yourself a better human being. But we have the products that can help you do that. Okay, with all that being said, my man, Dr. Ben Tapper, a good friend of mine, I'm so lucky to call you a friend. And on the other side before we broke, you were talking about gay versus the gender dysphoria, because obviously this isn't just gay men. I mean, these are people that are actually getting mastectomies. I mean, these are children that are getting hysterectomies under 9 years old. I mean, for me, I don't mean this with any disrespect, because the people, they're like, oh, Alex, you're a transphobe. But I don't know a bigger mental health issue than to seriously go into a doctor and say, hey, I want you to cut off my penis. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, Ben, doesn't get more obscene than, even if you think you're a woman, how do you think cutting it off, that, how are you so disconnected with reality that you're actually going to turn it into a quote-unquote female vagina?
Well, you know, this is something that is heartbreaking. We're seeing children, you know, that are being heavily, I would say, influenced by the parents as well. The parents, you know, they say, well, my son said he's a girl, and, you know, and they keep encouraging that type of behavior and that type of thought. So I think there's that as well. Now these boys that might grow up in a, that have parents that are pushing this, they might regret their decision. And, you know, what do they do now? They already had the hormone replacement therapies at an early age. And I think that's child abuse. I really do. And I think that, and that might be going on in some level too. But, you know, But it's really heartbreaking to see that. And it's really heartbreaking to see our society welcoming this behavior as if it's normal. I mean, this is I argue that it's more than just a mental health issue. There's a physiological explanation for, I think, why this is occurring. And it's due to the epigenetic responses from the cell line tissues in these vaccines.
And Dr. Tapper, explain, give us just a little quick definition. What is the definition of epigenetics for the people that are playing at home that don't quite understand, you know, what's the simple definition of it?
So basically, your body adapts its physiology to meet the load it's under. So that's a great example. If I were to give you, let's say, a heart cell, and I place that heart cell in the pancreas, that heart cell is going to have epigenetic influences of the pancreas and start acting like a pancreatic cell. So the same thing is, if we inject into these, let's say a newborn, we have a male newborn, and I believe I sent a picture, I don't know if you guys have that or not, but if I set break,
graphics. Sorry, go ahead.
If I break this skin with a needle, okay, you know, basically what happens is we get an immune response, an inflammatory response. And the CDC and the ACIP and everybody else say that's a normal variant. That's a normal response. And, you know, you might have some inflammation on the injection site, and that's normal. But what happens, when we have inflammation, we know that we have immunoglobulin E that is released. It's an antibody, but it's not the antibody they're looking for. They're looking for a variant or a titer of a form of what we call immunoglobulin M. But what happens the first 2 weeks is that we have an immunoglobulin E inflammatory response inside the body. That means histamine is released in the body. And the most dangerous thing about histamine is that it allows the blood-brain barrier to be permeable. Okay. And I used to argue that the blood-brain barrier is not developed till about 6 months after you're born. But, you know, that's beside the point. If we have any inflammation whatsoever, that allows histamine to open the blood-brain barrier, allowing these junk ingredients like MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum adjuvants, and these fetal cell lines to enter into the nervous system, which controls everything. It controls every cell, every tissue, every organ in the body. It is the master control center. So why would you even want to tamper with that? And that's why I say vaccinations, all vaccinations, go against basically the way God made the immune system, the way he made the body. The immune system is fully capable of handling more diseases and healing more diseases than our government has permitted us to believe. And we need to trust the system. The body is definitely capable. It doesn't need help. It just needs no interference.
Yeah. And they say correlation doesn't necessarily equal causation. But when you look at Vaxxed, Del Bigtree's, you know, one of his monumental documentary got kicked out of Sundance or, you know, that, or I forget which film festival. That's what, you know, I originally watched it, and they even talk about the schedule of the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella, wouldn't give autism, or there'd be, you know, very low cases of autism occurring if they did the vaccine separately, but they still recommended doing it together at supposedly too young of an age. So we're not just talking about the gender dysphoria. What about the autism in young kids caused by the vaccine? I mean, when the rates are alarming.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, these bumper sticker slogans, vaccines will cause autism. The science is settled. You know, their causation is not, or correlation, not causation. These are all bumper sticker slogans, and it's not science. Science is having a dialogue, and science is observational. And, you know, I'm a parent of four beautiful children. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, there is an intuition, a parent's intuition, and there's a mother's intuition. And when doctors are saying that there's no mother's intuition, that's not science. I mean, a mom knows when something's wrong with her child. When a mom has a normal child, they go in and vaccinate with the MMR, and all of a sudden, bam, they have autism. And the doctor's like, oh, they were genetically predisposed to that, or they're genetically inclined to have autism. There's no correlation there. It's absolutely criminal. And we need to have William Thompson, who was a head researcher. You mentioned the Vax documentaries, and that was all about William Thompson, who was a head scientist, researcher for the CDC, who came out as a whistleblower and talking about how they're doctoring and tailoring studies for desired outcomes and trying to hide the fact that the MMR was causing autism in the black community. I mean, Black Lives Matter, right? Well, what about that? Well, let's get the information out there and talk about how they're targeting black children. And, you know, that's a real thing. And, you know, and if you look at the vaccine courts, I always talk about the vaccine courts, all the cases that they awarded in the vaccine court systems is that they might have encephalitis on there, and they're not allowed to talk about autism. They don't mention the word. And I always raise the question, well, how many of these kids that have encephalitis also get the diagnosis of autism? See, autism is just a word. But if you break down the word encephalitis, you can talk about, well, it's inflammation of the brain. But autism is just a word, and that's why I don't like naming symptomatology, because the big pharma creates an entity out of it, and then they monopolize on it. But going back to the bumper sticker slogan, science is having a dialogue. Science is observational. And when a parent witnesses their child, develop autism after a vaccination, that's observational science right there. And I hate to say it, but they trusted the doctors, and we're gaslighting these poor parents. And it's a real thing, and it's evil.
No, and they really want you to just, you know, disregard any observational science. And I really love that adjective, because I think that's what, like, as human beings that aren't medically trained, I mean, we can just observe with our eyes and then make that decision with our intuition. I think we should go with our gut more, because that is our second brain. But back to the autism thing too. And this is, like I said, I don't want to get hated on as a transphobe or bigot. Of course, they call us all that. But, you know, they even say that a lot of the occurrences of the people with gender dysphoria or the people that are transitioned, that they suffer from some sort of form of autism. So could this all be connected? I mean, seriously, I mean, could it all be? And I know we're just theorizing this for the people playing at home. This is InfoWars. We talk about conspiratorial stuff. And I know right now you and I are just pure. This is just purely speculation for the people playing at home. But I'm into the observational science and what I can see, what I can observe. It almost sounds like it makes sense that there could be some correlation with the autism. We got a minute till we break, but kind of explain, do you think there's a connection with the autism and the gender dysphoria and then all being caused by possibly vaccines from aborted fetal cells or chemicals that we don't necessarily need?
Well, there was a physician that talked about how he studied the correlation between a fetal cell line tissue and autism. So I do think that there's some correlation there. I mean, it's a neurological issue. So autism is a neurological issue. They're trying to blame it on genes, and that's why I think that they're trying to get vaccinations in utero so that the baby comes out and says, hey, he was born with it. And it's a congenital thing. It's a genetic defect. It's not epigenetic. Epigenetic means that there's a cause. There's a toxicity or deficiency that's causing the issue. Genetic issues like cystic fibrosis or Down syndrome are blamed on genes. But I believe autism is an epigenetic issue, and I do think that there might be a correlation there with the gender dysphoria. I'm not going to say that's not, but in some cases, I absolutely think it would be a correlation.
Wow. All right. Well, we're about to take a break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about that in utero vaccination. Can you imagine that? These people are sick. They want to stick a needle in every single part of your body, even inside of a woman's vagina. They don't even care. No holds bars for these people. They'll vaccinate you anywhere. All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the Matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the Matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is some fighting music, Ben. I got this music, now I want to go punch somebody in the face, you know? I'm on the grind all the time, and they got it jamming like that. They got the classic rock. I hear the drums pounding, I want to pound somebody's face. I'm kidding, I am anti-conflict. We don't want to be punching anybody. That's bad, that's barbaric. I'm not a barbarian, even though I am a barbarian. Speaking of barbarians, okay, real quick, we were talking about serious stuff, and we're talking about speculation, but Ben and I, we recently met, and the reason why I remember I found Ben is you had gone viral at the beginning of the pandemic speaking at public meetings about, you know, the protocols and, you know, the vaccine, yada, 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 you know, basically just obviousville for anybody paying attention. And that's how I found you, but then ended up, you and I ended up speaking at an event, and there's only so many subjects we can speak on.
We became best friends.
Yeah, we became best friends, you know, it's like, it was insane. But one of the things, and this is the people, again, once again, guys, tinfoil hat time. What do you think about old, and I love this, and I'm not talking about, even though it's football season, I'm not talking about the New York Giants. What do you think about those old guys called Nephilim? You know, what do you think about that, Dr. Tapper? Because I know you're a big Christian, I know you're a big Bible believer, and we don't have to get too hairy, because I know you're a professional doctor, so, and I know this is a very popular show, so you might not want to say anything too conspiratorial. But I do believe this. For the people playing at home, I believe that at one point there was huge human beings here. I know they're going to say, oh, what are you talking about? And, yeah, right. I just don't believe our story of our origin is correct. But, okay, so tell me, you know, without going too hairy, because I do want to get back into the sudden adult death syndrome and I want to get back into the public meetings. But I would be mad at myself if I didn't talk about what's the deal with giants, Dr. Tapper?
There are giant mounds all over the United States. There are giant bones, and they all lead to the Smithsonian. And I believe that all secrets lead to Rome as well. You know, but, you know, there's just a lot. I believe in the Bible. I believe the Bible to be true. I mean, Goliath was a giant. He didn't have acromegaly or giantism. I mean, if you look at acromegaly and giantism, you know, they can barely even move around. But Goliath was a giant champion of war. And his armor weighed, 100-something pounds? The head of his spear was 15 pounds? I mean, that's crazy. I can barely throw a 15-pound bowling ball 15 miles an hour down there and have to roll the darn thing. And that was the head of his javelin. His spear was 15 pounds. You know, and if you look at the Roman cubit, it's from the elbow to the index finger, and that's about 18 or 19 inches, I believe. And the Bible says he was 6.5 cubits, I believe, and that pegs him, I think, 9 to 11 feet tall. I mean, look at John Middleton. It's in England, and he died in 1623, and his tombstone stated that he was 9 feet 3 inches tall. I mean, look at that. It's John Middleton. But we hear that Robert Wadlow was the tallest man at 8 foot 1 or 8 foot 3. I mean, John Milton was also like the, I think, the sheriff's right-hand man in England. And there's documentation to prove that. So I believe that, you know, we are not being told the whole story on the vaccine issue and big pharma. They're censoring things. And it all, and I, that's why I say this whole thing is a spiritual battle. I think that this whole thing is spiritual and psychological warfare. I believe the whole vaccine is, they painted the, you know, this vaccine as this golden calf. I mean, if you look at the ACIP for the CDC, you know, in the vaccine summit of 2019, they had all the talking heads and they said, you know, they took out "in vaccines we," or I'm sorry, "in God we trust," and they put "in vaccines we trust." And then in El Salvador, they covered Jesus, the statue, and they said vaccine saves. And that's why I said this whole thing is a spiritual warfare and spiritual psychological warfare. But, you know, and I also, I love the giants. I love talking about it because the Bible says no one's going to enter heaven unless they have a childlike faith. And the giants, for me, like, it almost gives me that, like, childlike faith, like this awe and wonder of giants, you know, and.
And I want to just sorry to cut you off, but I also do believe too. It's like I believe that there's probably these huge giants, and this is just me speculating. And they say that these angels came down, and I believe they, you know, had sex with the giants, and that's kind of how we got here. And it does feel like we are the autistic offspring of something great. You know what I mean? Like, because what it separates us from a monkey, from a human? I know there's a lot. I don't believe we evolved from pond scum, but I'm saying we're not that far from a monkey at the same time. You know?
You're right. That's exactly. Right. And so I, you know, I'm a big, I love Institute of Creation Research. I'm going to give them a plug. They have, they're some of the most brilliant minded people of our time. Okay. And I get their catalogs, you know, and I love the articles that they put out. And, you know, there is no, you know, evolution is taught in schools. It's indoctrinated in our school system that if it's sound science. Again, it's not sound science. We're not teaching our children sound science. Sound science is observational. We need to humble ourselves and then realize it's all observational. And, you know, I love, too, like this. There's a the plant hopper nymph. I don't know if you've heard of that bug, but it's a really fascinating bug. I'm just going to zoom in, right? That's on my Instagram. But there's a bug there. But, you know, we know if we looked at gears, you'd say, oh, that's been created. That's been designed by man. Well, if you look at the pelvis of this bug, the plant hopper nymph, that's is the pelvis of a plant hopper nymph. And you would say, well, those are gears. Those are created and designed. Do you think that happened by accident? I mean, what is the mathematical probability of that being just happened by chance? I mean, there's an intelligent design in all of us. There's an innate intelligence inside all living matter. And, you know, and that's that innate intelligence inside the body, telling our hearts to beat, our lungs to breathe, our cells to communicate. And in my profession, our goal is to optimize that as much as we can. And that's the key to health. I mean, the whole innate intelligence is what does the healing. That's why I think vaccinations and all this psychotropics, it's just unnecessary. I mean, give the body what it needs and it can be well. I mean, if we eat well, move well, think well, pray well, relate well, we can be well. And I'm a firm believer that your body's ability to overcome disease and like Corona and all this other garbage is far greater than Fauci and our government has permitted us to believe. And we just need to trust that system. God made our body intelligent. If we give the body what it needs, it can be well. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I really like that because, you know, this is what they do. This is the trauma-based mind control or the psychological operation that they have on young kids is that they get them in there and they say, oh, well, the Big Bang happened. Everything came from nothing. You're just a cosmic accident. Your decisions don't matter. There's no, moral responsibility for your actions whatsoever. And that creates some sort of atheistic mindset where everybody just cares about themselves and everybody cares about consumerism and material things, all this stuff that doesn't actually fill our soul or make our soul, you know, even better. As a matter of fact, I believe it's just more toxic for our soul. And that's the thing is people don't want to realize is that you are a special being. Like, you are a soul that happens to have a thumb. You're not a thumb that happens to have a soul. So there is something special. And I know different people have different creators and different people that they worship. But I think if we can at least just come, and this is, you know, not easy, but if we could just somehow change the mindset of a lot of these atheistic people that to realize that, hey, this isn't an accident. The fact that at one point you had 8,000 grandparents that had to have sex at that exact time for you to be here, you've won the life lottery. But instead, they make people feel guilty and they make people feel, you know, basically depressed for even existing. And I think that's one of the biggest problems. So, we only got a minute left and I know that we talked about all this stuff, but real quick, with the last 50 seconds, the sudden adult death syndrome, you see now they got myocarditis commercials for children at New York hospitals. Is the elephant in the room ever going to be addressed in your opinion, Dr. Tapper?
Well, just with a big pharma's track record and the power at B here, they are censoring a lot of this information. So it might get out on alternative news sites like this, but making the mainstream news, it might make it for a second. But this information is being censored, and it's being, you know, they're trying to normalize this. And, you know, healthy people don't have heart attacks. And that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah, you nailed it. All right, guys, everybody go follow my friend, Dr. Ben Tapper. He's on Instagram, thetimeisnow.movie. Ben, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, keep speculating. Keep grinding and shining, and don't let the Smithsonian hide any more giant bones. There you go. All right, see ya.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams. If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off.
InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
This whole domestic violent extremist tag, I know it's a political thing, and people say, well, it's a statistical thing, they're just jitting the statistics. But in this case, you've shown a real group and its leaders and its founders were smeared by the FBI by this label, even though the evidence showed they weren't a threat at all. Tell us what you found.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not once, but twice. I mean, they checked this guy out a couple years ago. Fine. He's an American veteran serving his community, loves his country. Like I said, served his country, and then some woke analyst at the FBI decides, oh, wait a minute, this guy, he flies the American flag, he owns a gun, he voted for Trump, or whatever basis they come up with that fits the Joe Biden narrative that half the country are, quote, extremists, and they investigate him again. And it's part of this pattern we're now seeing, John, where a number of FBI agents have come to us as whistleblowers talking about the pressure to juice the numbers and catalog and create and have all these, quote, domestic violent extremism cases. That is a concern, particularly when you view it in the broader context of in what we have seen from the FBI and the Justice Department over the last 6 years.
You just watched or listened to a clip of Republican Congressman Jim Jordan exposing what we already knew was going on behind the scenes, but now they have all these whistleblowers coming forward confirming that the FBI was ordered to put out fake statistics and claim the number one threat in America is white supremacy. White supremacy is super rare. It's still terrible when it happens, and we've been warning of it months before that they would have wind-up provocateur-type Manchurian candidates attack black grocery stores. And you indeed saw exactly what then happened specifically, because I've been studying the enemy and their pre-programming. So it is a threat, but it's one of the lowest threats out there. Why are they hyping this up? Well, they put out statistics that white supremacy is the number one crime in America by counting, or the number one hate crime in America, by counting all white crime, whether it's white on black, white on Hispanic, white on Asian, all crime as a hate crime if a white person did it. Statistically, whites commit some of the lowest levels of crimes, but by saying it's the highest level hate crime, by counting all white crime as a hate crime, they have lied to the public. But the whistleblower goes into more detail how they were basically told to falsify these investigations to create this giant fear, to not say China or MS-13 or radical Islam is the outside threat that the deep state uses for control domestically, even though those outside threats are real, to take away our liberties like the Patriot Act. Now they're directly moving it from radical Islam and China and Russia to the American people. And the best analogy has been used by Owen Schroyer when he describes that moment in Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's about to get the idol and put the bag of sand that weighs the same amount right on it and then hope it doesn't trigger the collapse and the booby traps. And that's what they're doing. They're moving radical Islam and all the rest of it. They've taken our liberties away, supposedly fighting, and then putting the American people are the terrorists. The American people are the enemy. And they do this over and over and over again. It's so incredibly dangerous. But I've said many times, it's going to be the whistleblowers in every aspect, in corporate America and in government and in the ecclesiastical system and in education, coming forward and talking about how this is premeditated lies, whether it's the fake global warming or whether it's, you know, all these agendas, that's going to bring this down. So I salute the good FBI agents and Justice Department people that have been going public. And I salute the listeners and viewers of this broadcast that have kept this vanguard of liberty at the forefront. So I want to thank you all. Alex Stein, doing a great job today, is about to take over in a moment. I'm here in Connecticut for their show trials. We're posting a lot of exclusive information where I'm standing up against this tyranny to ban our video. If you want to separately learn about that, I have refused under orders, never before happened in U.S. history, for a judge to tell somebody, you must say you're guilty. I refuse to lie. I refuse to do that. So suddenly, they're not wanting me to testify now. They wanted to test the waters and just see if I would get up on the stand and say I'm guilty of all the things they've said when I'm not. It's absolutely incredible, but we're here. Who knows? They'll still have me testify. They wanted me last week, and they said, now we don't want you. And then they said, we want you this week, and now they sent me away from the courthouse. They said, we may call you back. So I'm just sitting here in beautiful Connecticut. Man, this place is gorgeous. And run to a lot of fans and great people here. So we're going to get back to Alex Stein. But understand, it takes a lot of money and energy to fight the deep state Democrats in the information war. So thank you for your support. Plus, we've got great products you need. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. We need to make these goals during Chapter 5 bankruptcy to be solvent. And we're right there on the edge of not being solvent. So I need everybody to get products you already need. Your immune system needs DNA Force Plus. Your immune system needs high-quality vitamin D3 and calcium. Your immune system needs super high-quality organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. All three of these formulas together are 50% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you for all your past support, 888-253-3139. Also, get while you still can. This is the last run of signed books. Thanks for your previous support. Those that got the book, if you haven't got the book, you can get an unsigned for regular price or pay more for a fundraiser book that has historic meaning and signature. And again, that book is The Great Reset and the War for the World that scares the New World Order so much. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com, but exclusively at 1776coin.com, you can get the fourth coin that is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. This is the last coin probably for a year or so. From PatriotCollectibles.com and 1776coin.com. I want to thank those of you that got the last three coins that were founding member coins. And everybody that got the founding member coins gets a big discount on this new fourth coin and a lot of other benefits. And I've decided to extend to all the great folks that get the 1776 newest coin, Teddy Roosevelt, some of these new special perks and things that are about to happen. We're about to launch with some great partners, some new media operations. It's going to be big. We're about 6 months behind, but it's about to happen. I meant to launch it early this year, but it's about to happen. You'll be getting something very, very special. I'll just tell you, you're going to be getting a free membership for everybody that was a founding member. So thanks for being a founding member. But 1776coin.com, we're going to go ahead and extend founding member stuff for everybody that gets that coin. But then for this year, that's it for coins, because I think, you know, four coins last year is enough. But this Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena is very, very special. 1776coin.com. I want to thank Alex Stein for being here today and sitting there while I try to keep us on air. He's knocking it out of the park. He's about to take over right now. And more people like Alex Stein, who just a year ago got in the fight, are taking the world by storm. And that's what's so exciting and what scares the globalists. They can try to take me out, but they can't take all of us or you out. So back to live broadcasting, and thank you so much for your support.
Wow, very kind words from the godfather of conspiracy, the man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones. Him just saying that makes me feel so good. And I'll be honest, like sometimes I do feel a little guilt, not white guilt, because I wasn't that great of an athlete. So I wish if I was a really good athlete, maybe I'd have white guilt. But no, on a serious note though, we only have a short time before we go to the break, but I kind of want to make this point because over the past year, I've been, you know, really been very challenging losing the person that I love the most, but I've also been very blessed where I've been thrown into this culture war fight and I've had some success and I've had some notoriety and I've been able to get people's attention and they've been able to put me on their platforms like what you're seeing here. So I'm so thankful and honored to even have the attention of somebody like Alex Jones, of people, you know, at The Blaze that have offered me, you know, a great job, and just a lot of other people, Glenn Beck, a lot of people have noticed me, and I'm not trying to name drop, but I guess my point being is why do I feel guilty? Well, I know right now people are struggling tremendously, not just with the inflation, but the fact that we're going through a recession at the same time as what they call stagflation. People cannot even afford to fill up their gas tanks. And the people that are making it are probably in some sort of credit card debt, so it's easy to kind of get distracted by just trying to make it where you don't even worry about the sudden adult death syndrome. You don't want to worry about the, you know, migrant crisis. You don't want to worry about the destabilization of the American middle class or the idea that, you know, there is no American dream anymore because you can't afford a house because you're just worried about paying your apartment bills and you're just, you know, worried about making it to Wednesday if it's a Tuesday like it is today. So for me, I feel a little guilty because right now I'm having the most success I've ever had when other people are doing bad. And it makes me feel a little rotten that this is the world we live in, that it's unfair and that you were not promised a rose garden. And I think that the sooner that we can realize that it's not fair, then that will give us the strength to overcome the cheating and the lying and all of the scams that the government is doing against us. Once you realize that it's not a fair system and that you have to fight just like David did Goliath. Three smooth stones is all you need. We'll see you on the other side.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we're just cranking out the hits today. We're playing some great music. What is this? This is the espionage, the Mission Impossible. Because you know when Primetime 99 gets on the mic, it's impossible! It's like the Impossible Whopper! It's not meat, that's human meat probably, or glue, who knows. But I love the Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise, everybody needs to go see the movie American Made about Tom Cruise playing Barry Seal. who flew in drugs during the Iran-Contra from Nicaragua. We would give them guns, they would give us cocaine, and the CIA would distribute this all throughout the United States of America. And you guys can look this up. Look up the Iran-Contra for the people playing at home that aren't familiar with it. And as well as look up Tom Cruise in American Made, the story of Barry Seal and how the CIA literally smuggled in cocaine from South America. And the reason why I bring up the Iran-Contra, you know, this segment right now, we have no guests. This is the, you know, we bring you into the fire. This is the Primetime 99 segment. This is the pimp on a blimp, the monologue of all monologues. Because I wanted to come here and I wanted to express myself and I really wanted to pull up this graphic, because when I was listening to Alex's press conference, one thing that he kept reiterating, which I really have a lot of respect for, is you talking about these WMDs, these weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, that basically got us in a 20-year war and killed millions upon millions, I think you could argue, of Muslims of all different countries, all because of weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. And one of the few people that were speaking out against that was a guy named Alex Jones. And the reason why Alex was keen to what is going on, not only did he predict before, you know, saying that Osama bin Laden would be blamed for some sort of false flag attack on 9/11, but what was so insane about the weapons of mass destruction was the coordinated effect of the mainstream media coming together to use trauma-based mind control, similar to what they used during the pandemic, to scare you into getting vaccinated or into, you know, sitting in your house and wearing a mask 24/7. It was just so coordinated that you would be considered a crazy person if you said, oh, well, them fellers on the TV, they're lying. You would be considered a crazy person. Now in this day and age, basically, I think everybody's woken up from the pandemic. We'd almost all agree now that the news is fake, but there was a time when this wasn't the case and there was very few people, except for Alex Jones, calling out the lies. And now I wanted to bring up, for me, a little bit about my story and why I am who I am today. I know Alex, you know, said I've been in this fight for the past year, and he's correct in that I've gotten some notoriety in the past year, but I've been doing this a little longer, you know, about 3 years, not that long, not even close to Alex. But how did I become radicalized against the global elitists that are ruining the world? And for me, what was just, you know, glaring was Tower 7 on 9/11. And now I'm finding all this after the fact. Of course, you have guys like Eddie Bravo on Joe Rogan's show, a show that obviously Alex has been on many times, talking about this subject, talking about Tower 7. And I remember just watching these clips. And this is, you know, 2015 was about when I got really awake to it. Because, you know, I'd seen Alex. He's one of the most famous broadcasters to ever exist. And he would go on a lot of mainstream shows. He went on The View. He went on Howard Stern. And I would listen to him and I'd say, oh, man, this makes sense. But I wasn't 100% bought in. I just because I hadn't put in the research, right? You hear this stuff and you almost want the cognitive dissonance part of your brain. You're like, oh, there's no way. There's no way that the government would have a coordinated attack against its own citizens. Why would they do that? It doesn't make sense, because the cognitive dissonance part of your brain is like, oh, well, these people in power have our back. Well, that's not the case. And I think 9/11 was such a glaring example of when you do something, part of the Hegelian dialectic, it's called problem, reaction, solution. The solution was always going to go destabilize the Middle East and the seven biggest threats to Israel and Saudi Arabia. That was always the plan, and that was in what was called the Project for New American Century, who Joe Biden was actually considered one of the authors of. And in this Project for New American Century, we want to go after these Middle Eastern countries. And a lot of times, you know, people looking back, the revisionist history, they say, oh, we were in the Middle East because we wanted their oil and gas. That doesn't even make sense. We got enough oil and gas reserves in Texas and Alaska individually to support the whole entire world, I believe. And, you know, don't quote me on that, but it is somewhere roughly like that, where we could produce, we could definitely be energy independent. We wouldn't even need the Saudi Arabian gas. And then, you know, you'd link it like, you make me think them weapons of mass destruction. And then you also got to think there's this thing called the Baka Bazi, where these wealthy Afghanistan men would often have multiple apprentice type relationship with children, and they would also have sexual relationships with them. And this is common. This is part of their culture. And it would oftentimes be wealthy Afghani men. Well, I don't even know if that's Afghanistan men, Afghanis, whatever you want to call them. I don't want to be insensitive to their culture. But our own government knew about this. Our own military would walk in and would see child molestation happening, multiple kids victims of this, and they would do nothing. So we're over there with no clear objective, And we're seeing child molestation from people in power, and our government and our military is not doing anything. If there was ever a just reason to go to war, and I'm a conflict interventionist, I hate the idea of getting a gun and shooting another human being, even if we disagree on the most important issue. If there was one reason to go get a knife and say, I'm going to go fight these globalists, I'm going to go out, I'm going to get into war, it would be to go take out child predators. But that's not what our government did. That's not what our military did. As a matter of fact, our military let it happen. They basically enabled it. And then you look at 9/11 and you look at why do people in power do false flag attacks. And America wasn't the first person to do a false flag attack. Hitler's famous for doing a false flag attack. A lot of governments over time have done this false flag attack. And I see, for me, it's very touching because it woke me up to the reality that the government does not have our best interests and that the government will lie. And then I see, you know, I come full circle and I see this clip and I sent it to the production guys. This is in like Chang'e, China, I believe. And this is a, I don't know, it's like a 47-story building or something. It's a really tall building, and this building burnt for hours. You guys will see this. Look at this. Major fire broke out in a high-rise telecom building in the central city of Changsha, China. And you'll see this building burn for hours. It burned for hours and hours and hours. And guess what it didn't do? It didn't collapse into its own footprint. Which makes me wonder, wow, the official story that a 47-story building, Tower 7, which would be, you know, the tallest building in nearly 40 states, it fell down and collapsed into its own footprint from literal office fires. And this is NIST. These are people, you know, the National Institute of Science and Technology. These are top governmental agencies looking to our face, urinating on us, and telling us it's raining. So what I want you to realize, the people playing at home, and I know if you're an info warrior, you know all this. You know that we're living under massive lies and that we're, you know, constantly being bamboozled. But I just want to say that we constantly have to be aware for the next psychological operation. Now, I go back and I was awake to 9/11 before all this pandemic stuff, so that gave me a little bit of an edge. But even with that prior knowledge that I have, I could not have expected the coronavirus to be such an evil, evil thing where we traded even more freedom under the guise of safety, which is what they always want you to do. They want you to trade your freedom for safety. But at the end of the day, you're gonna have neither freedom nor safety. You're not gonna have any. And 9/11 was a good example of people doing that, of us giving, you know, the signing away and authorizing the Patriot Act, which gives them warrantless search and seizure of our phone and emails. And we created this terrorist in the Middle East that we all had to go after and we all hated, and everybody was so scared that they had these big tubes and everybody said, oh, they're going to shoot a weapon against us. And now they've been able to use that same PSYOP, that same psychological operation, and pivot it to American citizens creating the domestic terrorist, creating a citizen that hates his own country, when in reality, any citizen that was there on January 6th knew that the fraudulent election happened, and they were out there trying to do whatever they could to save a republic, not destroy it. But because the government can lie, because the government can take down three buildings with two planes, because the government can say the sudden adult death syndrome is naturally occurring because of the climate, then you're never going to get a fair shake. And the pandemic was the worst pivot I've ever seen the government take of control, and I don't think that we're ever going to get our freedom back, because everybody, sadly, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy, is under so much trauma-based mind control, they're just happy to be able to not have to wear a mask on a plane. Well, I haven't been wanting to wear a mask this whole time. I haven't wanted to play these reindeer games at all, but now what I see and what I fear is that the pandemic may be over, and you see Joe Biden saying that on 60 Minutes. Well, guess what? The climate lockdowns are going to be even worse. The food shortages are going to be even worse. If you think you've seen bad, well, hold on to your seat. It's only going to get worse. And I'm not saying this meant to scare you like they use trauma-based mind control. I tell you this so that you can prepare, so you do not live in fear, so that the government cannot make you trade all of your freedom under this fake safety umbrella that's going to give you neither safety nor freedom. All right, guys, we got some great guests after the break. Make sure to support us, InfoWarsStore.com. And do not live in fear, even though we live in a very scary world. We're going to see you on the other side.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Man, just a little bit of Sting and the Police to kind of bring us into my next guest. He's one of my very good friends, and you know, I was just talking about, I just kind of did a short little monologue about how the government is basically doing psychological operations and doing false flag attacks to take away freedom under the guise of safety. And my very good friend Luke is a very big example of that. Right now, he is on trial for participating in January 6th, and they've unfairly charged him with assaulting a police officer, amongst other charges. And I think if you know Luke, like I, obviously he would never want to assault a cop. So once again, they want to take away your freedom. So welcome to the show, Luke. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Alex. Thanks for having me, brother.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your story. I know a lot of people have seen documentaries. I know you and I have talked about it. But for the people that don't know you, Luke, give them the cliff notes of what's going on with you.
Yeah, so I attended the Stop the Steal rally with a buddy. I went out as I'm a documentary filmmaker, commercial director, and I went out there really with the intention of potentially shooting just great footage from what was an awesome day up until I arrived at the Capitol. I was there at the Ellipse for several hours, Alex, and just it was kind of a what you don't see in the media. There were upwards of 2 million people there. And it was a festival, like an American festival-like atmosphere, tailgate party. A lot of people praying. I was interviewing Cuban and Chinese Americans that escaped communism. And then they were basically telling us, you know, that communism is knocking on our door. And so I was actually headed back to my hotel late that afternoon, around 3:45. And to charge my batteries, I knew nothing what had started at the Capitol. And I was approached by three different younger guys that were saying, people are dying inside the Capitol. We need patriots. And this was the first time I'd heard anything about what was going on there. But you and another friend had warned me about a potential false flag or elements of a false flag, BLM, Antifa, other provocateurs making it look like Trump supporters. So I felt called to go up there and de-escalate and pray. And so I was I walked right up to where I ended up, the West Side Terrace, and there were some just sketchy characters, one of which was this guy walked by me, and he had blood running down his face, and they were saying that there were what I believe were provocateurs saying the same thing. People are dying inside. We need patriots to push up. And there was what's called the scaffolding commander, a guy on a bullhorn saying, get your weapons and push in. But this particular guy had blood running down his face. And as I got closer, it looked like stage blood, which I've worked with in my 20 years in the film industry. And I wiped it, and it was stage blood. And so I was trying to show people that there were – and there were other people that had – guys that had like bandages around their head, and it looked like they just come out of a mash tent.
So wait, let me pause you because we got to go to a break in a minute. But you're telling me you saw crisis actors. You believe you're sure that those were crisis actors? Because I mean, Ray Epps, we know that there's all kinds of agent provocateurs. But I'm saying I think it takes to a different level when they go to the crisis actors and they have the fake blood or they put on the bandage around the neck. So you, from what you experienced, you believe that you experienced actual crisis actors?
I do believe that. Just done enough castings as a commercial director, and the bandages were so over the top. And again, the blood that I literally rubbed off his face was syrupy, and it was stage blood. So I'm not saying all blood that day was fake, but I did encounter that. And as I was walking up there, they were shooting the tear gas and the projectiles into a peaceful crowd of what the medium age that day were boomers, really. There was confusion and chaos, of course, and people were pushing into this tunnel, and I'll pick it up after the break. But
you know how to go to the break. Luke, you are a filmmaker professional. You've seen him on Friday Night Lights. You've seen him on TV. You know, he's the big celebrity that they keep saying they busted on January 6th. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Sold out for more than a year and a half because of supply chain breakdowns. Our best-selling product, Super Blue, is finally back in stock. The original, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It only came in 3 weeks ago, and already half of our stock has sold out, so thank you all for the support. But Super Blue has a lot of fans. And you can get it for 40% off by itself. But when you get it in the trifecta with our activated charcoal toothpaste infused with essential oils, so great for your mouth and gums, you can get it for 50% off with Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste as well. So get the trifecta for 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll have great health with your gums and your mouth and your teeth, and you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Super Blue, being sold out for more than a year and a half, finally back available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're back with my very good friend, actor, filmmaker, Luke Coffey. I mean, Luke, you know, for me, a young man like yourself, and I know you and I aren't necessarily kids. I know we kind of probably act like it a little bit, but I guess my point being is, you're a young man, you have no criminal history, and you're facing, a serious sentence. Explain to the people at home, what have they tried to come at you with? Didn't they originally offer you 5 years and 18 months? What has been your, so far with the case, what have they offered you?
Yeah, initially it was going to be a misdemeanor, and essentially I went up and was trying to prevent, get in the middle of the gap between the rioters and the police. I had just seen just a pool of people fall out of the tunnel, and they had released tear gas. So I went up there as a peacemaker. Two different judges, you know, initially have released me, and you know, because my charges didn't echo what I actually did that day, and that was trying to de-escalate. the events and specifically what was happening in that tunnel. So I have been charged with, initially it was just 5 charges, and they've gone up to 6 charges, assault with a deadly weapon or 6 of the charges. And I picked up a crutch, put it over my head, and was saying in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, stop this. And I was hit immediately by, several police and sprayed in the face, and then also hit with Roseanne Boyland, who people should know her name, was killed right next to me unknowingly. She was laying right now next to me unconscious, being beaten by Lila Morris, who was one of the 4 cops elevated as the heroes from that day. So yes, it's been, the first plea deal was 4 to 5 years. It's gone down to 8 to 14 months. And I do want to go to, I plan on going to trial and fighting these charges. Originally the FBI said it would be, if anything, a misdemeanor. And, it's been elevated to assault with a deadly weapon, a crutch. I did push against the police line in a reactionary flight or flight moment. And, but they all had full shields, and I pushed at waist level, and it was in a defensive mechanism because I was being hit. And, that was after being up there for 30 to 45 seconds, telling the cops to stop, and including the crowd, everyone to stop. So, I did 45 days in prison. I just got off home detention after 20 months, here in East Texas. And, I go to trial, February 27th through March 4th. But I just want to echo that day they had, I was already almost, I made it back to my hotel, and the perception on the TV, the narrative was that it was worse than 9/11 and, Pearl Harbor, which isn't that an insult to all the families that lost loved ones that day? I mean, it's disgusting, especially coming up on the anniversary, or we just passed the anniversary of that day. So to compare it, where there were only 4 Trump supporters that died that day, Roseanne Boyland, Ashley Babbitt, Benjamin Phillips, and Kevin Greeson. 2 gentlemen had a heart attack when there were different, munitions deployed on the peaceful crowd, and that hit right by them. And, so they both had heart attacks. So no police died that day. Don't tell our commander in chief that, because, he's telling everyone that police died that day. So it's been, interesting year and a half. And I'm, got a long road ahead of me, but I am planning to go to trial and fight these charges, Alex.
Yeah. You have a lot of cojones, as they say, as we say here in Texas, because, I'd be a little nervous. I'm sure you are, a little nervous when you talk about the 45 days that you did. And for me, it just bugs the heck out of me, because people don't realize, well, I guess I know you're a filmmaker, you're an actor, but you're a comedian, you're a goofball. You know what I mean? I mean, now with all due respect, you're not some sort of hardened criminal that belongs in a serious penitentiary. Like you belong in the opposite. You belong helping people in a penitentiary, in my opinion. So I the fact that you're able to be so stoic in this time of where I would be, tinkling in my pants, I really have to commend you. And I think when you watch that footage, we showed it earlier, you have such a strong connection to God, to the Creator. And go back and explain that. Didn't you feel called, you felt compelled by God to go and interject? Because like I said, you are a comedian. You're like a funny guy. You're like me. So that's what I imagine you'd want to de-escalate the situation, not make it worse, just me knowing you as a friend.
Yeah, I had absolutely no intention to make anything worse, and was called. I heard the Holy Spirit say to go stand in the gap, and it was right after – it was traumatic. The tear gas was deployed in a closed tunnel, which is against protocol, police protocol. And so the use of force was excessive that day. And, it was very obvious, and, I did. So as people tumbled down, there were people underneath the pile, and there's video of me saying, stop, let's pray. And right before I ended up walking up, but I did hear God say, go stand in the gap. And all I could do was go up there and, put my hands up, and then I was hit and sprayed, but I was saying, we're all Americans. A family divided will not stand, that famous gospel quote. And, that also Lincoln said, and was immediately hit. And there was a rage that, it appeared that the police had, and towards, the rioters. But it was very clear that I was going up there as a peacemaker. And I think video evidence will show that in trial when given the opportunity to present it in front of a jury. So I do feel without a doubt it's not a coincidence. I believe God is providential and he's allowed this. It's been very hard on all of us J6ers, how they've portrayed us in the media as domestic terrorists. Some of my own family members have bought into that narrative and can't even see the truth. They can't even hear the truth or see the video evidence that proves my story. So in my account, but again, it was immediately I was put up on the FBI most wanted list, and it was a shock and awe campaign to come kind of arrest us. And I did 45 days in prison, but I did the whole time during this whole time, for anybody that's going through suffering, I felt God in my brokenness and suffering during this. And, I believe he's good in all things, and he works things all out for those who love him. And this is a battle of good versus evil, where what we're seeing play out. And I just want to stand for truth. Whatever God has for me, I'm prepared. And I really am at peace. God's taken away my fear, Alex. And I do want to do more comedy and go back to who I was and not being labeled as a domestic terrorist potential felon.
I know. And you're definitely not a domestic terrorist. I mean, I remember when they put you on that FBI most wanted list. That's the same list Osama bin Laden was on. And I mean, you're like with the MAGA granny, walking around the Capitol. And this is what pisses me off the most, though, Luke, is that not even the January 6th show trial and stuff, but that people like AOC, they act and they really try to play the victim like the QAnon shaman was going to walk in there with horns and decertify an election. I mean, it's just laughable. And I just went on a Capitol tour. We should be able to go walk through the Capitol. Now, I know that they were trying to do a vote and they're trying to say, oh, you're domestic terrorists because you're trying to stop the vote. The vote would have gone through. They weren't going to able. They were not. It didn't matter. There's 20 million people there. They weren't going to be able to decertify an election because they weren't even smart enough. They wouldn't even know how to do it. So this fake outrage by the people in charge comparing January 6th like it was some sort of terrorist attack worse than 9/11, when I remember that being one of the worst days of my life, watching my family, my mom, my dad cry, not knowing what's going to happen in the world. And they compare that to the people that died on 9/11, to the few people, American patriots that died like Ashley Babbitt. It makes me sick, and it really makes me sick that a guy like you, we're about to go to the break, we'll wrap this up on the other end, but a guy like you that cared about our country, that knows that Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes, that knows that Donald Trump went from 63 million to 81 million. That alone from 2016 to 2020 is enough evidence to prove to me that he won the election. You knew we were robbed. You wouldn't try to do something about it. And for saying the emperor doesn't have any clothes on, now you are facing years behind bars. It's unfair. All right, we're gonna wrap this up on the other end of the break.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny. And for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars work has never been having a bigger effect than it's having right now. And today is do or die time. If InfoWars gets the funding into the midterms, into next year, we're going to stay on air and be more effective than ever. But if we don't, I respect your decision, and I'm ready to basically implode and shut down our main operations. I've done my work. I've put everything into it. I'm leaving it all in the field. But I believe at a gut level, you're going to come through. Plus, you're going to get great products that your family already need. So don't procrastinate. Show InfoWars you want us to stay on the air.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com where we got three great products back in stock. Vitamin C and zinc, highest quality, super strong, back in stock. Vitamin D3 and calcium, and of course, DNA Force Plus. All these products are 50% off together in a combo pack or 40% off individually. So they're great products you already need for your immune system, and we need the money to stay on air. So please take action now. Thank you.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams. People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're back, baby, and we are back in orange, not black. We're in orange today. No black for me, Primetime 99. I'm looking fresh today. You see the white, you see the pocket square, and we have a, you know, not only am I handsome, but our guest is a very handsome man, actor, filmmaker, Luke. And, you know, Luke, you know, we this whole segment, we've been so negative talking about January 6th and all your upcoming legal battles. So I want to kind of get your mind off that for a second. I don't know if you can see this picture very well, Luke, but you should be able to see these bazongas from outer space. So this is a local teacher in high school, and I know you and I went to Highland Park High School. We are fighting Scots. Could you imagine if one of our teachers tried to pull one of these scams coming in with these big old fake boobs like that? I mean, what would you do? I can't even imagine a teacher we both had, Mr. Harris. I don't know if you had Mr. Harris, but could you imagine one of our teachers coming in with those big fake boobs like that? I would be so happy. I'd be like a kid on a field trip. I would love it.
I mean, I would be crying laughing the whole time, and I'm surprised that woodshop teacher didn't cut off his ginormous prosthetic boobs with that razor saw right there when he was doing it. I saw the video. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, that could have been a cautionary tale to not wear your fake prosthesis when you're doing woodshop and teaching specifically. So, it's bizarre. We're living in bizarre town, USA, where that this can be somehow appropriate, but I would be completely crying laughing, and there's no way I could call him Miss or whatever his pronoun that he preferred as with, I don't mean I call her, you know, I'd have a different nickname for, you know, dealt with her.
Kayla, you better call her Kayla or else you're going to be in the principal's office, Luke. You got to call her Big Kayla with the big gazongas. Okay, but you know, I know you're awake to a lot of this, and, you know, I kind of saw, like, I was just kind of speaking about it earlier, how 9/11 was like a big wake-up for me. And I believe you and I have had this conversation. You know, I think the people in power, the small people that are at the top of the pyramid, you know, not just the Trilateral Commission, not just like every, you know, World Economic Forum leader, but I believe that they like to mock us. So do you think that this teacher with these big boobs like that, are they being serious? Are they just trying to mock us in some sort of political stunt? Or does this person really think they're Kayla with breasts like that?
I think that most of these people would, you know, back in the day be in an insane asylum, but the agenda is to mock God, without a doubt. It's a Luciferian agenda where it turns everything upside down. Anything God says, it's complete opposite. Do as thou wilt, as the Satanic Bible says. So to make the most bizarre, you know, have morality go completely against God's design is absolutely against their agenda. So they're definitely mocking God, mocking Christians, mocking those that have the morality and faith that tells us, that gives us a lane to drive in. And it says, hey, you can live a full life, but just stay within this lane. And, you know, now it's, we're living in, times where anything goes. You know, you can become a cat if you want to. And we are supposed to not speak up and say, well, you're not a kitty cat, meow, you're a human being. And, with that, we're not empathetic because we are not playing into their land of fiction. There's definitely an agenda where they're mocking. And if you look at every great society has fallen when they took God out of it and demorality came. And so that's what we're seeing. I mean, it happened in Rome and it's happening here.
Well, tell me this. So, Luke, for the people that might not know, Luke was a filmmaker. He's been on Friday Night Lights. He's been on Prison Break. He's had, you know, some roles on some TV shows. And you've had experience with Hollywood. So, in your opinion, why is Hollywood so evil and satanic? And I'm sure everybody watching on InfoWars knows that, you know, Disney, all these corporations, all these media companies are basically evil. Why is Hollywood so satanic and demonic, in your opinion, Luke?
Well, because the agenda, the New World Order, I mean, you look at the power of media, and Satan, Lucifer, was the prince of the airways, and he still is the prince of the airways, and he was the god of worship. You know, he was the angel of worship. And so you see that with music industry and entertainment, that if you can control the minds, you control the people. And through propagandized media and this liberal agenda, which celebrates all things that are against God and his design and his laws, then you see a society that it's a slippery slope. It continues to fall into just where we are existing now, where, you know, those that are calling it out are they're calling out truth. We are We are lacking compassion. We are telling lies. And it's my truth now, Alex. There's not absolute truth anymore, but Hollywood has done the puppets in Hollywood, they have all compromised and, have sold their souls, literally, I believe, to this agenda and to Satan when it comes down to it, to be the puppets. And that includes DC, but Hollywood so much where you have like somebody like The Rock that has 680 million followers. These are the modern day pharaohs and gods, and how they communicate with us is through the media, through the airwaves, you know, and through social media these days, where we're elevating them to this godlike status. And we've let God, the real God, the creator, fall, and we're looking at men to rescue us or, you know, listen to what they say and how to take care of our bodies and our health. I mean, it's completely ridiculous that we let these people that have they have literally compromised, because they want the fame and fortune that comes with it. And they get to become elites. And, you know, George Carlin says it's a small club and you're not in it. And we know Freemasonry and the Illuminati is all very real. And, that's what's controlling this New World Order and this liberal one world agenda that is actually biblical prophecy coming true. Book of Revelation and Book of Daniel is playing out right in front of our eyes. They're ready for a one world religion. The mark of the beast is being set up. And so it's a wild time to be alive. But for those that believe in God, the creator, and our allegiance is to him, it's the most exciting time to be alive, I believe. I think we're going to see a great revival, I hope, in this country and across the world, because we're becoming awake to how evil our world really is. And the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he doesn't exist. But now we're seeing him not even try to hide. He's coming out and playing all over this world and not even trying to put on a cloak of disguise. So that's where we are.
It's insane. All right, we only got about 50 seconds. Explain real quick, just quickly, you know, the casting couch, Harvey Weinstein, you know, you have straight men do, you know, gay sex, you know, for movie roles. I guess, is that just so common in Hollywood? People don't even realize, Luke, and you know, how common is
it? It's so very real. I mean, everyone knew it was a hidden, I mean, it was a known secret that Weinstein was doing that for years and years. And all, but it, what has been kind of hidden is the gay casting couch. You know, the day I arrived in Hollywood, they told me when I was offered the job at Warner Brothers that, you need to know this town is run by a homosexual and Jewish mafia. And I believe.
Oh my gosh. Right, don't say that. We got to wrap it up. No, be careful what you say on InfoWars. Even here, we don't want them coming after us. Thank you, Luke.
Everybody knows that high quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain, but I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body, but I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones.
Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, kind of a little funkier song for our last 30 minutes of the program. I just want to say it's been a pleasure going on this ride, and I know I've had a lot of my friends on, but I want to say thank you to Alex Jones so much for letting me host, but I'm just looking at this book. My biological father, Tucker, was talking about how it is one of the New York Times bestsellers, but I want to make a big complaint. Will the production please tell Alex that we need more pictures? I can't read, all right, Alex? We need pictures. We need memes. That's the only thing is I want nude photos of Alex Jones. That's how you become a millionaire, is you have the nude photos book. All right, let's get back to my buddies, the one, the only, Royce and Merce from Revenge of the Sith. They're my very good friends. They're internet commentators that, you know, they're funny guys. They've been on the show before. You've seen them before. If they were here right now, I would stab you right in your neck right now. I would stick this right in Merce. And I would just, you know, do like that, and then I would stab you as well, Royce. Okay, welcome to the show, guys. How are you guys doing? Yeah, we're just starting off on a bad foot today. Are you guys there? I'm a little mad about you guys.
Why do I get stabbed second?
Well, no, it's just because you guys, I thought, you know, I didn't know that you guys would be kind of in a gay relationship with your chair so close. I thought it would be a little different setup. So now
he's further than that.
Oh, you guys edited it together. Okay. Thank God you guys aren't sitting that close together. Okay. We're going off the rails, guys. It's the end of the show.
Why are you uncomfortable? You're uncomfortable, like, you know, showing your appreciation to your bros?
No.
Yeah, we're just bros. No, throwing down your bros.
You
mean,
there you go, bro. Is that better?
No,
you
there we go.
There?
No, there we go. That's what I'm used to. No, you guys are so professional. You guys work so hard. And what sucks is Riz and I want to bring you guys on is, you know, Alex has been kicked off YouTube, and I know you guys have been struggling now with the censorship off YouTube. And now that you guys have had success with Rumble, you know, alternative platform. But I mean, I think Andrew Breitbart said that in the, you know, he was very keen to what's happening with the internet, is that we're going to end up having to be on these internet ghettos. So do you guys feel like you're kind of now in the internet ghetto because you can't survive on the, you know, mainstream platforms that they provide us?
I mean, there is absolutely an internet ghetto, and there's actually pretty ironically a lot more Hispanic and brown people that are being forced into it, which is hilarious, right? Life imitates art. But no, I mean, look, I think that you're right. I think that whenever we talk about all the time, the first 90 days that we were even a show, we were on Twitch live, because that's back in the day. We used to get like 30 day bans for every strike you got. We keep getting strikes on YouTube. But here's the problem, man. Everybody always complains. Everybody complains and complains about, oh, YouTube's so bad. YouTube is bad. I know it's bad. But at the end of the day, you have to kind of, like, you know, crap or get off the pot, right? Like, either go find another site and start doing something. And at least Rumble now has, you know, getting some good people, you know, some signing some nice people over there. So it feels a little safer.
I saw my man Primetime yesterday. He was doing a show with some commie.
Yeah. With Jackson Hinkle. I think he is a MAGA communist, I think, is his whole thing. Okay. And you know, listen, we can't even do this interview without talking with the main man. I mean, Merce, you know, I don't even want to give these internet freaks, these internet stalkers, so we're not going to give them any clout. But I have to give you clout, though, Merce, because you are probably the most stalked man online. For the people that are playing at home, they might not know this, but Merce is literally, I'm telling you, they send him food to his house. They do all this crazy stuff. So, Merce, how do you stand the internet stalking? Because I get nervous. Like, you know, some Antifa drove by my house and shined a light in it. Do you get nervous of these freaks, or do you realize they're all just soy boys that couldn't even touch you if they wanted?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, it's one of those things that they, anything they do, it's always some like little stuff hiding in the shadows. None of them are ever really going to get close to you. And, you know, if they get to, you know, if they enter my place of living, then it's going to get weird for them. But no, man, it's just, I don't care about any of that stuff, man.
Well, this is what they say, Murph. They say the more popular you get, you're going to get hated on. Do you feel like that? Because honestly, I don't like it. I don't like getting hated on that much. I mean, I get hated on a lot when I go after Dan Crenshaw and I go after AOC, so I'm used to it. But it still kind of sucks. Like, what, are you numb to the hate, or does it still kind of bug you a little?
I would say I almost kind of, to a certain extent, you got to start to enjoy it, man.
Yeah. Lean
and,
in.
You know? Getting under people's skin. Yeah, why not? I mean, I grew up watching the heels, man. I was a Bobby Heenan guy. Ravishing Rick Rude guy, man. I want to make people boo me. It's more fun.
Yeah, and I think you do play the villain role because, you know, you are funny. I think both of you guys are really funny, and that's why they don't like you too. It's because it's like, you know, there's so many people that want to be funny, and it's kind of like a natural thing. You know, you can try to be funny and goofy a little bit, and maybe you get lucky. But to actually have like timing and, you know, perception of what other stuff is funny, you know, that's kind of like, I think it's like DNA. You're just kind of born with it. So do you think that's another reason why you guys are getting targeted, because you're actually funny and you guys are actually create a good show and you guys work your butt off?
But first off, it's funny hearing somebody like Alex be like, man, people are going after you. Man, I can't log onto the internet, bro, without like half the internet one day is like, Alex is actually a hero. And then the same people like, you went a little far with the warmonger. I don't know who should have picked on the warmonger so much.
Yeah,
so,
he was in the military. You're not allowed to criticize him ever now. That's the rule.
That's how it goes. No, but the problem is, man, it's like, there's no way you could look at going into what we do, right, and go like, people are going to hate you. If you're good at it, they're going to hate you. It's why now they're going to sue DeSantis, but they didn't try to sue any or go after criminally any other of the governors that were doing it first, but because he's a threat. You always go after the people that are most imminent threat. People are you trend every time you do something. They don't have anybody that does that unless it's a Lincoln Project and it's a kid toucher.
Yeah, no, you're right. And this is the other thing, is this is why another reason why I like you guys is like, I don't like how they label, oh, you're alt-right, you're super conservative. I think you guys are the same way. You guys aren't these ultra, you know, conservative people. And that's what I think the majority of people are. We're populists. Like Alex Jones, we're on his network. You know, he's a populist. There's a time when he would go after George Bush way harder than he probably went after Obama sometimes, you know, in certain examples. So we're anti-establishment guys. So how do we defeat the establishment, Merce? You know 9/11 was a joke. I know I've heard you talk about it. But in your opinion, how do we defeat the establishment?
In some ways, the funniest joke. No, I will say this. In 2017, when we read an SPLC article that labeled me and Royce, and I quote, hardcore white supremacists, I checked out. I just checked out mentally. I was like, at that point, it's like the same way when they call Tucker racist. And I'm like, I've never heard him say a single racist thing in my life. But it's just like you said, we're more populists and, you know, they tried the racist angle, and then they tried the Nazi angle, and then they tried the transphobic, homophobic angle, and it's like, you know, just call me whatever you want, man. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the names lose their power, don't they?
Well, at the very beginning of it, going off with Mercer, at the very beginning of it, when that article hit, it was both of us were like, what the hell? This is weird. Cause this is the very beginning of what we're doing. This, we're like, wait, is this? And now if it were to happen, you're like, yeah, I don't care. And you just keep moving because
you
at
would
the
tweet
end of the day,
it. Royce, you would tweet
yeah,
it.
Right? I would screenshot it and be like, hey, another white supremacist. And it's like, when that happened, Alex, you'll laugh. I called my mom, super Cuban. Yeah. And I go, hey, mom, according to the SPLC, I'm a hardcore white supremacist. And she started howling, laughing so loud that Merce heard her over the phone line. They're like, you're a what? I'm like, I don't know, man. And
that was at first when we were still like, this is not funny.
Yes,
this is not
this
funny.
Sucks.
You know what I mean? And then after a few days, you're like, this is just
this
clown
is
shoes.
So stupid.
Yeah.
And by the way, we got in trouble. We got in trouble because we were doing basically something that Sacha Baron Cohen would have done. We were just kind of lightly trolling some boomers there, making them say edgy stuff. That's it. And of course it was like, oh, really? Okay. Look at them trying to infiltrate these alt-right Trumpers.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, they want to paint you.
It was an old QAnon boomer, and he went on and was like, he was basically being like, all right, like he was doing the bit like he was media and basically being like, but you're a Nazi though.
But right? You're a Nazi, like, right? I was like, trying to make
we're also
them-
like all about white people. And she's like, no, no, not at all. Just, I believe that, you know, we have questions about the government. He's like, all right, but in the, literally his bit was, but it like, in solidarity, right? In the spirit of unity, right? Can you give us a couple? Like, and he was just getting her to say these dog whistles as a, it was a joke. It was like the whole bit being like, "Hey, we're unifying," but like white people, right? It was a bit.
It was a joke. And yeah.
So. Well, we got to go to the break. We got 30 seconds. But I'll be honest, you know, now luckily I don't have to sell cars anymore, but the white customers were the worst to deal with. But hey, what does that say? What does that have to say to me? Is that racist? Is that racist? I don't know. They asked the most questions. Okay. On the other side of the break, we're going to get into the geopolitical conflicts of this day and age. And we're going to get Royce and Mersh's astute observations of what's going on in the world today. We'll see you guys here shortly.
InfoWars work has never been having a bigger effect than it's having right now. And today is do or die time. If InfoWars gets the funding into the midterms, into next year, we're going to stay on air and be more effective than ever. But if we don't, I respect your decision and I'm ready to basically implode and shut down our main operations. I've done my work. I've put everything into it. I'm leaving it all in the field. But I believe at a gut level, you're going to come through. Plus, you're going to get great products that your family already need. So don't procrastinate. Show InfoWars you want us to stay on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com where we got three great products back in stock. Vitamin C and zinc, highest quality, super strong, back in stock. Vitamin D3 and calcium, and of course, DNA Force Plus. All these products are 50% off together in a combo pack or 40% off individually. So they're great products you already need for your immune system, and we need the money to stay on air. So please take action now. Thank you.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the, You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Love the music today. It's like we're it's like an episode, or it's like the movie Austin Powers, The Man Who Shagged Me. And that's what I feel like. And when I see these, I don't know if you guys have seen this t-shirt with these delicious milkers on here, these Nancy Pelosi things right here, but it reminds me of one of my favorite characters from Austin Powers, Alata Vagina. Can you say that? Can you say that? Are we allowed to say vagina? Can I get somebody in the, is that a green light, red light? Is that one? That is an okay word. Okay, well, I didn't know. I've never said it. I've never seen one. Maybe one day I'll be lucky like Mersh and I'll get to go inside one. I've heard they're very warm, like an apple pie. Welcome to the show.
You know what's funny about that photo? You know what's funny about that photo, Alex, of that teacher? You want to laugh? You know the first person to post that on Twitter was me. And you know the video of that was me. And you know how we found that video?
Because I know the websites you go to are really weird. And if we saw your search history, that's why you found it. Okay, I'm kidding.
Well, yes, kind of. But it was our producer, Virgie, who was on the toilet on 4chan. And he goes, have you seen this? It's a deleted thread. So he downloaded the videos. And then I'm like, we got to post these. We have to post these now.
Dude. And wait. So you guys have 4chan producers. That's why you guys' show is so good. You guys are content farming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's an old F slur, as they say.
What does that mean? The F, he's a reformed homosexual. Did he go to one of those camps? They turned him straight. Mike Pence actually turned me straight. I was a homosexual and then I went to summer camp with Mike Pence and now I'm straight.
I believe the radio friendly version would have been like an old head.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Old head, yeah, queen or whatever they say. Yeah, I mean, you know, guys, there's a lot of people in the closet. What do you guys think about the conspiracy? Because I know we're on InfoWars. You guys ever see the little Wayne kissing Birdman? Like, what do you guys think about the buck breaking, how they always put the popular, you know, black actor or comedian in a dress? What do you guys think about that?
I do think there's an element to it. For sure. But I think that, I don't think it's a black thing. I think it's just a Hollywood thing. I think they just like to humiliate their stars. But, I don't know. I don't like to use the term buck breaking because that's a Tariq Nasheed term. And Tariq Nasheed made like a 2-hour documentary about why white men are beaming gay thoughts into his head. And I just, it was the weirdest documentary ever. It's just 2 hours of Tariq Nasheed going, yeah, man. Like, how come I'm always, you know, thinking about what's in my homie's pants, huh? I don't know, man. Don't you get mad when white people make you feel gay? And like his friends are like, nah, man.
I don't ever feel gay.
And he's like, right. Oh, okay. So you ain't trying to hug all up on your homies, right? Okay. Right. It's the white men doing this to us. And they're like, I don't want to have sex with my homies.
Well, who's a better representation? Tariq Nasheed or Talcum X of, the Black Power movement?
Well, Tariq Nasheed, because he's actually black, I would argue.
Well, okay, are we come to a consensus that Talcum X has no African American in him whatsoever? Is that what we've come to? Well, zero?
His parents are easily seen.
I always say, you're white, sue me if I'm lying. Then you have to prove to me you're not. Because I'm sorry, but I knew a lot of white kids with haircuts like that. Of course I knew them. Mersh was one of them when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. He knows.
I had that sick Caesar do.
But Mersh, you are part black though, right? Isn't that correct? Aren't you a quarter? Like quarter?
I mean, Irish, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Basically the same thing. You're basically the same.
I'm 100% Irish, so I'm about 25% black.
That's true. That's fair.
Okay, so you guys are big fans of the show, and you know, we got to wrap things up here in the next like 5 minutes. But will you guys see Alex is facing another freaking court case in Connecticut, another civil case? Are they ever going to let the man breathe? What do you guys think is going to happen with Alex and all of this constant litigation? Like, have they beaten the horse to death yet?
I think they're just trying to make an example out of him. I don't even think it's like at this point. I don't even think it's like, oh, we hate Alex on a personal level, but this is like, you know, shooting a disloyal lieutenant in the head in front of all the other lieutenant. Like they're really trying to string them up and in a very brutal way so that anyone who even thinks about trying to run any independent media or have an opinion about things will think twice. That's what I think.
And Royce, I kind of want to, you know, ask your opinion. You know, one of my favorite hashtags is Alex Jones was right. Could it be so right about all this stuff and nobody notices? I guess my point being is like set an adult death syndrome. That's the elephant in the room. I can see, oh, nobody's going to notice that. They're going to say the climate change. But will people ever notice that Alex Jones was, maybe he was wrong about one thing, but he's been right about the majority of this stuff. And he's been able to basically, forecast it before anybody else.
Well, not to get too esoteric, but at the end of the day, how's history going to judge it? History's going to think that he was a crazy person because that's the narrative that they want it to be. But in reality, not only is he right about a couple things, like it's the level of the amount of things the guy's been right about and totally on the nose. And remember something, they loved this guy. They loved Alex. He was in movies. He was in those very Hollywood movies all the time. It wasn't until he goes, hey, this Trump guy doesn't like these people. That's all it took. And it was like, well, Sandy Hook, sir. Mind you, they didn't never cared about Alex Jones's 9/11 conspiracies. That's all fine. Who cares? But because you can't sue a guy for 9/11 conspiracies, you can't sue him for Sandy Hook. Because it's more sensational. Do I think he's right? Yes. Do I think more people think he's right? Yes. But are you ever going to be allowed to say it online? I don't know.
You mean all of Alex's crazy 9/11 theories that he had in July of 2001?
Yeah, I mean, basically before it all happened,
like,
I mean.
There's basically going to be an attack. It's going to be at the towers. They're going to use planes. I already got the names of the guys. I've tried to tell everybody. Nobody's listening to me, dude.
And your fear. And by the way, Alex, I want to say something. You are fearless, dude, considering that now you're pushed up there, you're at the top, and you're still posting base 9/11 memes. Your 9/11 memes.
Oh, shut
fine.
Up. Yeah, right. And people don't realize 9/11, I mean, the Pentagon, they don't even give us any frames of the freaking planes. It's like, come on, that's common sense. So who, you know, and I know that, you guys have called down to Opie and Anthony, you guys, but who are your, we gotta wrap things up, we only got about 3 minutes. Who are your guys broadcasting, idols? Like, mine is Alex Jones, like, and Tucker Carlson, you know, I'm their, like, you know, offspring. Who, is it kind of similar for you guys?
I mean, Mercer's been the Alex dude, I mean, back in the
day. Yeah, I've been like a 20-year Alex. Alex is my internet dad. The way you look at Tucker is your internet dad.
Yeah.
Or it's your real dad. And then I would say on the broadcasting side, you and I would agree, probably like Ron Bennington.
Ron Bennington from Ron and Fez. I mean, that guy is probably the best in the biz, in my opinion, yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's like, you know, we got to wrap things up. I keep saying that, but I just, people don't realize how hard it is, even though I know now you guys have, you know, you're getting more producers than you guys now on your show. It sounds like you have like 20 people that work on it. But, my point being is when you press live, you press record, it's hard to do it. And you guys are consistent and that consistency is key. People don't want to be consistent and that's why you guys are successful. And that's why I know that nothing's going to stop you from being even more successful in the future as long as you stay consistent because your audience knows that you're always there to make them laugh. Or make them, you know, look at it in a, you know, kind of a weird light because I know you guys are both oddballs like myself. Okay, so tell everybody, where can they find you and what is like, you know, the kind of to wrap things up? Where is the direction of our country going in these midterms, if you can wrap that up in like a minute?
Go to Rumble and search for Revenge of the Sister. That's where I want. We're everywhere. We're on every site, but Rumble, just search there. Find our stuff, and you'll find our Patreon through that and all that stuff. And quick, where's our country heading? I don't know, man.
Pizza boxes.
Pizza boxes on Windows and reinforced elections. And if you don't believe it, you go to a re-education trans camp.
Well, speaking of pizza, I don't get to come on this show, and we're not going to talk about pizza without talking about Pizza Gate and people like John Podesta talking about these people trafficking children on the Lolita Express 26 times. Bill Clinton has got no Secret Service on it. And let me tell you something. You guys, if you're in the New World Order, you guys try to come at me. I got a knife, and I'm sticking this in every globalist neck, and I'm cutting your throat to all the globalists. I'm Primetime 99, Alex Stein, and I just want the world to know that nothing can stop me, and I'm taking this place for hostage. The crew, you guys all work for me now, and we're going after the globalists. You see this? Yes, I'm going to get a little liposuction, and I'll look better in a few months. So this is what we have to do. This is how we win the culture war, is we go out and we buy a knife, we rip off our clothes so they cannot grab us, because if we have clothes on, that makes us more susceptible to the predators, and we go from the prey to the predator.
Primetime 99 stuff. I do not want freaking Jeffrey Epstein hanging out with Hillary Clinton or hanging out on the Lolita Express. Ghislaine Maxwell sleeping with literal children. The Queen, whose best friends are Jimmy Savile and her own son, Prince Andrew, is doggy styling teenagers. We cannot stand for this. I'm going to continue fighting. If you're watching this, grab your knife, start fighting, start stabbing. If you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. So thank you to my hero, Alex Jones. Thank you to the crew. I'm Primetime 99, Alex 9. I'm on the grind all the time. And I just want to say I love you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get some of this brain force. I'm on so much of it, my brain stopped working. I love you guys. Royce, Mersh, you guys are the best. Alex will be back very soon. Thank you, guys. Peace! Ah!
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful. The man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.